It's here, but Ernest.
Galaxy's up.
Alright.
Alright, hang on. I'm going to kick the stream right now. It's a great song.
Education.
You don't.
Huh?
Hang on.
Hmm.
will begin momentarily.
The law sees bad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Toltecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilization or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, here you go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
I know drug real from real real.
Chris, I take reals today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line.
If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you fucking piece of shit!
Look, maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, who you are, my bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are trying to speak in Panama.
I know. You speak English, I say.
You motherfucking.
You motherfucker.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You other bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and whole ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
It's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nappy. Dirty 50 rap, Detroit Center line, V12 track.
Hey, hello everybody. This is the Dead, and I'm here with you tonight. You're listening to the Dead 420 show. What's going on? What's up, everybody? What's up,
Corky?
What's up, Milkman? How you doing?
I'm doing alright. This is Corky Cousin.
Corky.
Yeah, Milk Jug Head.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm here. I'm busy. I'm not even ready. I'm punching in phone card numbers here at the last minute. Nothing ever works right with me.
Okay.
I'm
on the app and if I file up your blood.
Yeah. So we're here to do a show. An afternoon
That's
show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's the final daytime madhouse for the time being. Unless I fail my drug test.
Which is... madhouse!
Exactly. Let's hope I don't fail my drug test.
That's all right, man. We'll test out plenty of drugs if you don't.
Yes, all right. Well, good. Good. I'll ruin my life. My life will be ruined, probably.
Well, actually, okay, then this is a 419 show. Okay?
A 419 show.
Or 421, yeah.
Yeah, it's the beer show.
There
to be honest
go.
With you.
Oh, beer 30.
I got right here a 12-pack of Bud Light right next to me. That's what I'll be doing tonight.
Oh, beer 30.
Oh,
you're
beer 30.
You're trying to do your 12-ounce curls.
Exactly. So no worries there, folks. I will be inebriated. And I know a lot of you will be joining me in spirit, smoking for me tonight. So thank you very much. Tonight, I guess tonight, right? It's like 4:30. And it'll probably be like 5 o'clock till we get full steam here. And I don't know. Well, you want to go until 7 o'clock or so, maybe, I guess? What can we
hell
do?
Let's let her rip, man. I'm all good here, man. We got a card, man. We ready to blast off and hit the stratosphere. All
right. Good. I like your attitude. Okay. I think I have the phone card saved. So as long as I did it right, then it's right. Okay. Well, we're here, everybody. Good afternoon. It's Friday the 17th of February. I take a sip
by
of my
the way, that is an international card, so you have an international access.
Yeah, I didn't mention that to Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser talked to me about an hour and a half ago, and he said he's around, and he's going to start confirming numbers. And he asked me what I want, and I said, man, just businesses. You always do a good job of it. I never had any problems, so just keep doing what you do. So he's going to do that, and now he knows he can get us some international numbers, too, if we want. But, Yeah, so here we are. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Not too many listeners, only 33. It's still early in the day, though. It's too late to be at work, and it's too early to be ready to listen at home, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, that's all right. Y'all get up here, get your blunts fired up, man. It's almost that time. You know?
Well, hang on. We've lost.
Down. We're going to go bad off here.
We lost PCU, though. Looks like we lost PCU. Oh, man. Hang on, let me turn the fan on. Damn it, man, we lost PCU. Son of a cock.
Man, it's hot as shit here today, man.
Man, it's hot here. It's like 82 degrees over here. Hang on, let me kick the stream.
It's like a freaking heat wave.
Yeah, it's nasty over here, too. Okay, we're back on PCU now. Well, sorry, folks. I don't know how much of our little intro you heard, but we're back. Sorry about that. Technical issues, but we're back on the Madhouse. Hey. The final Madhouse 420 show. Blah. Yeah, we have to give a really quick what's up to whose birthday is it? Estimated Prophet's birthday, right?
Yeah, EST's birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Estimated Prophet. Yeah. Good for you. I don't know how old he is, but it's his birthday, so we're very proud of you. Yeah, as always, you can catch us here at Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL Instant Messenger. Again, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, you want to hit us up at Madhouse Radio. Then, if you're using Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can reach us at Madhouse, PCU Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, you can reach us at madhousepcuradio@hotmail.com. Yeah, Converse says that they missed part of the intro. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Damn it, man. That sucks about that, huh?
It's all right.
It's okay. It's all right. They won't hold it against me. Forgive me, folks.
That's what matters. That's what counts, baby. We got our blunts ready to fire on up, man. Yeah. All you parties out there, man, get ready to toast because we're going to need some crazy coffee.
Yeah, well, I'm drinking beer already. So if you're not drinking and you're not smoking, then asphyxiate yourself or something. I don't know.
All right.
Do something to get yourself messed up. I got a cigar, though. I'm smoking a cigar. So, yeah, Milkman, when you did smoke, what was your preferred method? Do you were you a bong swatter? Were you a pipe hitter? Were you a blunt smoker?
Oh, dude, I was always a bow, man. Oh, yes. Always a bow.
That's how you got to do it. Either glass or metal?
Those little pieces that they make out of lamp parts. Yeah. Or as I got along, man, I got the glass bowls and the stone bowls.
Man. All right. Glass bowls.
I was such a dedicated that I'd clean between every session, man. So,
wow,
I mean, you got like just a perfect tasteful hit, man. You're nice and green.
Yeah.
I mean, I had it down to a science, bro. I mean, when I burn a bowl, man, you know, I had like rules, man. I was very generous with my stuff, but I had certain rules, man. Like, when you fire the bowl up, you don't like the whole damn top burning off the green.
No.
You like the corner, across. So
exactly.
You always get a green hit for everybody.
Exactly. That's proper etiquette for smoking. If you're more than one person,
bowl technology
you burn the corner of the bowl first, you know, mm-hmm. and you always, you know,
it
you want
across.
You want to put your lighter on top of it to make sure it doesn't waste and shit, you know, and
yep.
You know what I mean? And you got to be nice with the cherry and stuff and all that. Puff, puff, pass, as they say. Whatever's going on. And don't steal lighters either, man. You know, it's easy to do, though. Once you're high, it's easy to swipe a lighter in accident. And I've had it done to me so many times. I just stopped buying nice, expensive lighters because it just ended up getting stolen by some asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I had one way to get around it. I had these, like, I bought these, like, lighter covers, okay? And I had one that was actually a silver one. It had a mushroom on it. Turquoise.
Okay.
And I carried that thing for years, man. I mean, I baked the hell out of it, and the mushroom fell off, and it was just an imprint left on the side of it. I carried that thing for a long time.
Cool.
Then finally, after somebody, I think after that one, finally it got lost, or I don't know if I retired. I don't know how exactly it disappeared, but one time it got disappeared, and I got one of them cool ones, man. You know, like a, you can take them out and you can put them in like right in the fan. You can light your lighter up. It's got like a windshield on it. It extends up and out and shit.
Yeah.
Then I used that sucker there for a long time, and that's a real big, ugly, nasty-looking thing. So you always know when you got one of them two lighters around.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody got to pop that thing out there, you know, and then you know, it's like, oh, shit, you give me my lighter, bitch.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I just buy the Bics. Just a nice, standard Bic lighter, never fails, works till the gas is out. You know what I mean? A Bic lighter is a nice, strong flame every time. Watch, see?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, all right, you got to remember now, okay, man, when I was getting all trashed out, okay, it's been like 13 years I've taken a hiatus here, all right?
Yeah.
I'm still a big buzzard, but I cannot partake because for my work requirements, we have a lot of random testing, but, you know, I used to use those Cricut lighters.
Well, they make the little Cricut lighters. Yeah, I remember those. My first lighter I think I ever bought was a Cricut lighter.
okay, the original cricket lighters were the ones we took to concerts, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember going to see Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult, a Black and Blue concert. One of the last ones with Ozzy Osbourne singing in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Music Center.
Okay.
Man, we took his little shields off, and these old crickets had the adjustable wheel on it. You could spin it around. You could adjust the height of the flame.
Oh, cool.
Man, you take that thing, you crank it out about two or three, man, you'd hit that thing, and that blowtorch would come out about 2 feet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, those were concert baking torches there.
Yeah. The cheap ones you get in the gas station, they're like 50 cents. Those are the ones that have the best flame. They have like a flame that if you put it on high, it'll burn your face off. That's the best. Like I learned
for
a while.
Those are pretty good too.
Yeah, the best lighter to use to smoke is the cheapest one sometimes because those things are
huge.
Yeah,
the Scripto knockoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. I use those all the time whenever I would smoke, man, towards the end there. But man, originally them damn cricket lighters, dude, you'd hold that thing about a foot away from the ball.
Yeah, or not.
How come
yeah.
the blowtorch? Yeah. I mean, it would burn the screen out. I mean, it'd melt the metal. I mean, it'd just smoke the wood. I mean, it was fun as hell, yeah. man. Then, you know, you could take like a bug and fly by, and you could take like, trying down the bug in one torch flame, man. It was like, you know, Vietnam with the lighter.
Vietnam, like fucking napalm. Game over, man. Well, I want. Speaking of weed, speaking of weed, I read an article today that the state of Washington, they just announced that the number 8 produce there is marijuana. For the state of Washington, and the illegal crop marijuana is
Washington's big, dude. Yeah, and Oregon too.
Oregon and Washington, because there's those northern states up there do really well with it for some reason. They're close to Canada.
Well, it's because it's so wilderness. There's such a wilderness area out there. I used to when I was working as a solar manufacturing company. Okay, I was the head of quality control. And what we did was we had people we provided these units with all around the world. And there was people out in Oregon and Washington, dude, that would call me. And I'd talk to them because I was, like, in charge of all the international repairs and stuff. And there was people that lived out there in the middle of nowhere with just solar panels and batteries and growing and going crazy and telling me all this shit on the phone, you know. Oh, hell yeah. There ain't nobody around here for 25 miles from where I'm at, buddy.
Oh, shit. So there's no problem there. That's awesome, man.
I know
Kentucky's really. Is it Kentucky? I think is really big on that too. They have a really big, but it's become like a war out there. I mean, I read an article once about how serious these people take their weed crops and fucking like the local police is all militarized and stuff with helicopters and flying in and operations and God damn it, man, it's sad. It's sad to think all the good things we could do with that money that they used to fight this war on drugs, which is like
a lost war. It's not a war, dude. It's not a war. It hasn't been a war. It's just a way to have more revenue generated for the government to blow, dude, because they're in on it. They're in on the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
Without there being drugs, and they could no longer justify all the big money keeping prisons open and stuff.
Exactly.
It's all about prison systems and punishing people forever, dude. It's not about reform, man.
Tell you what, I was in court once for a bounce check, and I sat there, and I'll tell you what, I would say a good 75 to 80% of the cases there before I went up to take care of my case were marijuana charges, small amounts. Mm-hmm. And they were making fistfuls of money for each. I mean, I would say $500, $600 that, you know, and fines and fees and court fees and all this shit, not counting the money that they were making these small independent companies for these drug rehabilitation programs that they would do as part of the sentence. You know, they call it pre-trial intervention, where you have to pay $150 to this company to take 4 classes on drugs and stuff, drug education and why it's so bad. You know, and they would do that instead of, you know, putting something on your record if it was your first offense. So pretty much anybody who has a first offense in Florida for possession of, it could be a small amount of weed, it could be like a dime or something less than that, you're going to be spending $700-$800, most of which is going to the city or the county or the state where you got arrested in, And on top of that, you gotta, you know, you're paying money to some company out there to give you some bullshit class. So I mean,
you have to do like community services in the end.
No, I don't know. No, I think if it's your second offense, I don't know how it really works. Like, I got in trouble once for possession, but I actually got a lawyer. I paid money for a lawyer instead, and he got it wiped off completely. He said, "You're not even gonna. It's not even. It doesn't show up as that in my record. It shows up as disorderly conduct or some shit like that." And I didn't even.
Oh, he's getting disorderly, man, with the lefty.
Well, that's what he said. He said, "We'll just consider you're not behaving," and I didn't even plead guilty to it. I was found not guilty of disorderly conduct. I mean, it cost me about $1,000, but I don't have a blemish on my record, so hey.
Dude, that's it, man. You know, the way it is, it's really, like I said, it's a lot of politics. It's a lot of saber rattling, dude, because, you know, all they're doing is trying to ruin lives with something that's been going on for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. You know, this was originally, man, a crop they used to make sails out of in the boats and the ropes.
Yeah, hemp and stuff like that.
Parchment.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course, it's
all. And just people would take the flower part of it, and you know, and it had like a chemical effect. It had like a drug-like effect of it, and that's how they actually started developing it from the rope and making the flowers popular. And then that's where, you know, finally got turned around to, you know, well, people were smoking, getting a little buzz.
Yeah,
it's like they've been doing this for. They started prohibition in the 30s, and they couldn't get rid of alcohol, but they got rid of marijuana. Up until the 30s, dude, they were like giving you seeds to go out and grow, man. There's still stands of wild stuff that grows, you know, in different parts of the country, man. Just from leftover from, you know, earlier in the century, from when they were actually, you know, subsidized in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, yeah, they used to blame it on Mexican immigrants. You know, that was. You know, oh, they're bringing it in, and it causes them to be violent and stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Movie doesn't make anybody violent, man. If anything, it makes you want to stay. It makes you scared of stuff.
The chemical pesticide, herbicide people in business, they had the big paraquat scares of the 80s and late 70s. Man, oh, God, paraquat. Oh, they're spraying it on, you know, on weed. Marijuana and stuff, and then it's come across the border, and everybody was freaking out back then too, man. We get sacks, dude. Listen to this shit, man. I got a sack, a whole ounce. You could not, okay, the alligator bag. It was like the original. It's like the sandwich bags you see that flip over now.
Yeah,
but they were like kind of like pleated. They had these like squares that kind of looked like alligator skin.
Okay,
I don't even know if they make them. What they call alligator bags, but. They fill that sucker all the way up to the top, and you could not flip the lid over top of it. If you could flip the lid over top, you didn't have an ounce.
Okay.
Two of those for $30.
No fucking way.
Dude, we used to, man, take our school lunch money, five of us, and get a quarter, and I could roll a whole quarter in one joint, man. The thing would look like a Cheech and Chong with the leg.
Yes, damn.
about the size of a freaking toilet roll thing, almost, man. You know, the holder, the toilet roll holder, man. I could roll like you can't believe, dude. I can roll a straight fatty, man.
Yeah. That's
a whole quarter, man, in one drop, man. Then we'd take a roll up the wood as tight as we could, turn on AC/DC or whatever, you know, man. Roll up the winners, man. Just have a big fog out. Man.
Hell yeah, man. That must have been a great time, man, to be alive.
Dude, man, we'd open up the winners, dude, because you couldn't see. I mean, it would be so bad. I'd be in the driver's seat. There would be so much smoke, man. Smoking a quarter in like 15 minutes in one joint. And I couldn't see through the glass out in front of me, dude. I was like, God damn, I couldn't see from that high. No, man, there's that much smoke. We roll out on the windows, it gets come blowing out like Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, so, yeah, good time. Yeah, it's a shame, but anyway, you know, I read this. I was actually watching Frontline, and they were showing crystal meth and how it's made. Mm-hmm. And the you know, the ingredients to make crystal meth have been, you know, they're super controlled in the United States now. Like, you can't buy, what is it, guy? I forget the name of the fucking...
Ephedrine.
Is it ephedrine? Sudafed. It's not Sudafed. What is it?
Yeah, Sudafedrine.
Sudafedrine. Yeah, Sudafed.
Played an ephedrine. You used to be able to get that.
Ephedrine's gone. I guess it's interchangeable with Sudafed or something. But what they're explaining is that these the pharmaceutical companies are making money hand and fist like crazy. you know, selling this stuff to people to make illegal drugs. And the only reason that they can't, you know, make it illegal to obtain it so easy is because the prescription companies don't want to make it hard for people to get it. At the same time, they're making billions of dollars a year providing to, like, you know, these huge drug lords and stuff in South America who are making this crystal meth and bringing it over to America. And it's really crazy, man. Like, they were showing it's such a big industry, such a big business, and it's all corporations that are kind of controlling it, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Just like it's just a big horse shit race, man. Everybody's throwing out the bull so that they can keep their own little money pockets lined up, keep prison people in business, keep the fucking drug manufacturers in business, you know, keep the NSA and the CIA and everybody, and all their legal shit has been going on for all these dozens of years, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the belief that the drug companies and the pharmaceutical companies is a bunch of shit, and I hope one day it all comes down on them, because
there is one good thing about it is that, you know, they do produce some things that, you know, have been, you know, beneficial to mankind. But the thing is that we, as Americans, are paying for all of this shit, man, like the advertisement and everything. You go to Canada, and they're paying like 25% of what we are paying for the same shit. Uh-huh. And you go over there, and it's identical, same stuff, man. It's just that because it was sold in Canada, that Canada said, you know, we ain't paying all this damn high jack-up price. You just give us the shit, or we ain't buying.
And they had no choice.
You know, a lot of that shit's made right here in Puerto Rico, dude.
Yeah, no, the Pfizer's out there in Puerto Rico and stuff.
Oh, dude, they've got like a whole row of just, you know, of all the different companies, pharmaceutical companies are represented. There's about 20 different companies.
My uncle does quality. Pfizer, Glaxo, my uncle does quality control for Pfizer. Actually.
Roche.
My uncle used to work for Roche. He works for Pfizer now. He does quality control on the Viagra line, I believe it is. I believe he's in charge of quality control for Viagra in the plant over there in Puerto Rico. I believe that's what it is.
God damn.
God damn it. So,
Yeah, that's good.
he's definitely keeping the quality up there. So.
Sproing.
I took Viagra a few times. You know, I went to my doctor, and for the hell of it, I said, yeah, I'm having trouble, you know, because I wanted to see if he'd prescribe it for me. He's like, okay, well, tell you what, I'll give you the sample, and if you like it, I'll keep, you know, prescribing it. So he's like, okay, good, you know. It was embarrassing to tell him that, but I was actually lying. I just wanted to get my hands on Viagra and just check it out. And I'll tell you what, I felt like Superman. It was great. I had a great time. That was one of the first times that I was actually with Athena, actually, and she was like, wow. Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, it was great. Yeah, it's not like a magical pill. Like, you don't just take Viagra and all of a sudden you're hard. It isn't like the boner pill.
It takes like what, like a half hour or something like that.
Well, it takes a half hour, but then you have to be stimulated. You can't just sit there and you're not going to get hard on. You know what I mean? You gotta be, you know, in the mood. Let me turn this music. Let me turn.
You know, there is a lot of natural sources of stuff, man. Yeah. You know, like I have concentrated over the many years of all my fiascos and risks and all that stuff. And I found a lot of natural sources, dude. And like I said, I've never needed the Viagra or, you know, really wanted to get it, because I've got stuff that I can get right here off the shelf that make it like a steel rod. I used to tell my ex-girlfriend, I said, man, this thing is like hard as a glass diamond cutter. Diamond glass cutter, man.
Really?
You can do chin-ups on it.
Wow, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, so I use natural stuff if I need any of that, really.
If you need it, if I were to need it, yeah. Anyway,
but the thing is, man, I mean, this is like, you know, that's just if I just want to go on all night, you know, like have a special all-night party. But I'll tell you what, back in the day, man, shrooms and vitamin A, oh my God, dude, man, I could be riding on that son of a bitch till the next day, man.
Okay.
I mean, it would just be day and night rolling, man. It's like, oh my God, the room spinning around, man, and it just wouldn't go down, man. It's over and over and over, man. Bam, bam.
Sounds like a party.
That's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff right there. When it keeps,
yes, sir,
when it
buddy.
Keeps going.
It feels like the room is spinning around and the bed is spinning around and hitting you.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, you're spinning around. It feels like everything's spinning around and crashing into you, man. It's just like, it's incredible, man, when you're with a lady, man, like that.
Ooh. Awesome. 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 Okay, maybe we should get to prank calls here. We've been bullshitting.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? I got a recommendation from one of our favorite listeners here, man. He says, hi, call Tim Shershey.
Nunu. Yeah, he sent me the. He said I gotta get. He's getting upset because if we don't call him soon, that he's gonna leave work. And yeah.
All right, Nunu. All right,
Nunu. You ass.
Bloody sir, Nunu.
Yeah, let's see here. I got his number here. Tim Searcy, Carl Jacobs, or Bill Morris over the ATA. So yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if I can reach
him. ESP's telling you to check your IMs too.
Yeah, estimated profits. Send me some information. We got some stuff. And Lonesome Loser is. I have a ton of stuff from Lonesome Loser. He started confirming early today. So that's awesome. I got the Weed Man, Weed Doctor, Fat Punk's Restaurant, American Goat Society. Okay. The Tug Bar and Liquor Store. Holy jeez. I got a lot of stuff here. Duke's 3, Gangsta Inc., Africana Soul Food Restaurant, among others. I'm doing the highlights here. Grits Bar. Grits and groceries. Nice. We got a few FedExes and Office Max. Yeah. Let's try to give our old boy Tim Searcy a call at work. See if I can get him to pick
up. It's called Timmy Tim Bob.
Tim.
I thought it was his wife's birthday or something coming up. Like, isn't your birthday and his wife on the same birthday or some kind of shit?
Me? My birthday's on the 20th. I don't know. I think. No, Nunu said that hers is coming up soon.
I thought it was Nunu, but somebody, I don't remember. Friend in the chat, man, that y'all's birthdays are like on the same day or almost the same day.
I don't know, dude. Okay. All right, well, let me try to call Tim Searcy here, everybody. Hang on, folks.
All right. Reach out and do some tests. Tim Searcy's one of them.
Twenty-nine seconds.
It's good to hear that lady again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I missed her. She's
a bitch.
Yeah, she can be a bitch.
Thank you for calling the ATA. This is Andrew. How can I help you?
Yeah, may I have extension 103, please?
May I tell him who's calling?
Yes, my name is Carlito Brigante.
One moment.
Thank you. Brigante. You know, I got a list here of fake names I came up with this week. I can't find it now.
Hi, reach the office of Tim Searcy. I will be out of the office February 19th, 20th, and 21st and will not have immediate access to voicemail.
Oh, fuck you.
If you'd like to reach me by...
Jesus.
Enter password.
Oh,
what a douche.
Password.
Enter the mailbox number of the person you are trying to reach.
Zero.
Enter the mailbox number of the person you are trying to reach.
I think
press zero for the operator. Press star. Please check your information and call back.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, what a punk.
Yeah.
You know, I heard he's going to the big telemarketers homosexual convention. And Tim Searcy and Jack Valenti and all those puffers, you know, that have helped to make the profitable dildo market and butt plug market thrive. You know, I think they're going to the convention this weekend. That's what I heard.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
That's why they're
Jack
going to be
Valente, able Tim Searcy.
To reach voicemail. They're going to be...
Apparently. Jeez.
I guess so.
Look, man, you're going a little crazy with that. Hang on. I'm calling back right now. I'm going to see if I get a hold of one of these other cats over there.
All right.
Hang on.
Waited too long.
ATA, this is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to speak with either Carl Jacobs or Mr. Bill Morris, please.
Carl is away from his desk at the moment. Can I put you through to his voicemail?
What about Mr. Morris?
He's also away.
Away as in gone for the day or just away from the office right now? What's going on?
As in gone for the day.
Oh, why didn't you say that from the beginning?
It's just our internal policy that's we just say that they're
internal.
Away from the desk.
Did I ask about you? Can I speak with your supervisor, please?
If you can give me your question, I'd be happy to direct you to the best person who's in the office
at
the moment.
Did I say I had a question for you?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand what you're asking.
It's a personal matter to speak with either Mr. Jacobs or Mr. Morris, and you actually have me rather upset with the way you're treating me, and you're being very condescending, talking down to me, and I think a bit racist.
If you can hang on for just one moment, I will see if I can transfer you.
Make it so. Make it so.
So, you sound like Picard.
Yeah, so.
Engage.
So, you estimated profits, sending me a number here. As well. The hell was that?
I think we had a little connection mishap, bro.
I don't know.
Damn.
Something
Holy
just happened there.
Shit. Whoa.
You just farting.
Damn, like, I'm glad the fan's running.
I guess so. Got a little feedback there.
Feet my ass. Woo! That was a dedication feedback there to Tim Searson.
There, yeah, I guess it's too late. We'll have to try his cell phone later then. Nunu.
All the markers at the ATA.
Yeah, Nunu, try to get me that guy's cell phone when you get a chance. If you're out there listening still. I guess we waited too long. Sorry, yeah, we started.
Yeah, he's listening, man. He says, laughed out loud, man. All right, good.
Yeah.
Send it in, Nunu.
Yeah, send it in, bro. I'll give him a call at home or on a cell.
That's right, man. I got plenty of gas, man. Saved up
for him. Yeah, you got plenty of gas. Bro. I'll try to save up some gas for him myself. Okay, we got a request from Estimated Profit to call some chick named Katrina who does mad drugs, coke, and weed. Anything she can get. He says that I should say that I'm an old friend named Mike and I should just mess with her. So, yeah. Let's do that. I'm going to try to find this song here that I usually play in my second call. Forgot the name of it. Here we go. Okay, we'll try that right now. We're going to call Christina the Cokehead.
Super breaking now.
You said it. You said it, boy. Hang on, folks.
You have $4.
I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley, I'm your doctor, with a need, 8 hours, 2 minutes, 29 seconds.
I got it too. Okay. This bitch ain't answering.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
You have $4. $80.
Let me try one more time. Let's try one
no,
more
dude,
time.
Don't hit enter down. Your destination. You just start dialing numbers like 111, 123, 234, 456.
Yeah.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 8 hours, 1 minute. 29 seconds.
369.
Come on, Katrina. That's a nasty name, isn't it?
I think she's also in attendance at that dildo convention. I think she's going to be demonstrating some of the models.
Yeah.
I'll take some ecstasy. And I want a double header.
Double header ass to ass. Well, she's not answering. Damn it, man. Okay. We'll move
on. Give me a big black snake here night, stick me, honey.
Well, that's just sick. We didn't ask for that. Let me try to call Tim Searcy on his cell phone then. Hang on.
Yay. Yeah. He can't hear me though, can he?
Nope, he can't. sorry.
I was going to say, because I was going to blow him a great big chocolate kiss with him.
That'd be great, but he's not going to hear it now.
Shit.
Sorry.
Got me shit on the microphone for no reason.
Okay, we're in.
Hi, I reached the phone of Tim Searcy. I'm not available right now. Tim Searcy.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not a valid passcode. Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
We'll just hit random numbers.
Sorry, 5, 6, 5, 5, 6 is not a valid passcode.
It didn't even ring. He must be on the phone. I'll try to call him later again, too. Give me a moment on that.
The thing shut off or stuck up his ass right now because he's busy.
I heard he's
also going to be demonstrating the new KY. And you just rub it and it starts to get hot.
Ooh, nice. The warming one?
Yeah.
Mm. That tastes good, too, that KY. Okay, I've got a bunch of numbers.
We also got this one now that they're going to be using for some of these telemarketers, man. The frozen anus version, man. You rub it all over your butt and makes your ass freeze up, you know, so that way, you know, you can keep on doing your calls.
Okay, all right. That makes doesn't make much sense, but I'll take your word for it. Okay, let's try to call... We got Weed Man, the Weed Doctor, Fat Punk's Restaurant. We could try that. Harry's Sweatshop. There we go. We'll try calling Harry's Sweatshop in Illinois.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on, folks. Let's try that now. We'll get a prank call working here any second now. Hang on.
They should make a hemorrhoid commercial with that song.
Yeah, Abijuela Blanca.
Here's what's up, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Is this Harry?
No, it's not, sir.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Keith.
Are you in charge of hiring?
I actually own the store, sir.
You own the store, so there's no Harry involved then?
No, sir.
Well, that's good. I don't like hair that much anyway. But regardless, I got a truck full of Chinese people here looking for some job, and I see you guys are a sweatshop. Thought maybe you guys be interested.
No, don't use them, sir.
Well, you don't like Chinese people? What's the matter with you? What, you stick with Mexicans or something?
No.
That's kind of racist, don't you think?
It's a family business, sir.
So you have your family working in a sweatshop?
Yes, sir.
What kind of sick person are you? You make your family sweat labor...
We have a truckload of bean enchiladas, too, if you like that.
I spilled my beer.
Freak.
I spilled my beer. What a bastard, that guy. He's got a sweatshop and he makes his... I'm going to try to call him back. I'm going to try to call that asshole back. He deserves it.
Hey, call up like a Chinese guy or a Mexican.
I should conference him.
Yeah.
This guy's looking for work.
Yeah. Try and do the Bruno Vega one.
79 cents.
Watch
Please
this.
Enter your destination number now. Balance will allow you to talk for 7 hours, 59 minutes, 29 seconds.
Harry Sweatshop, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Harry? Harry, why'd you hang up on me?
First of all, my name's not Harry, sir, and what can I do to help you?
Well, I need to find out, number one, Keith, Jim, Bob, whatever your name is, what type of man in America would dare run a sweatshop right under our noses here?
First of all, it's not a sweatshop. That's just the name of the store.
So it's a sweatshop. Where are you working? What's the name of your... What did you say when you picked up the phone right now?
That's the name of the store, sir. It's a retail store.
So do you provide clothes for, like, Walmart or Kmart or something really cheap?
No, I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them from me.
Under slave labor?
Embroidery.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why are you calling a sweatshop?
I don't have time for your bullshit. So call somebody else.
Listen, you little cock.
My grandma had her fingers sewed together whenever she was trying to make some dresses back in the 30s.
I love how I knew it was going to get if I called him Harry again.
Hey, then she had a daughter who came out to be a crab girl.
What the hell? So there's, I don't know. I guess I should call him back later and be like, so is Harry your boyfriend or your lover? Or your partner, shall we say?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny. That was kind of good. Finally, about time. Yeah.
He was bitched.
Yeah.
He was bitched.
Okay. So, who can we call next? What do I got going on here? The American Goat Society.
Somebody keeps sending it. Call Christina again.
And they said that they told me to hold off on her for a while. All right, I'll try her again.
They said save her. Should prank Christina. Said you were at the rain last night. I bet she was there. Okay. And now they're pumping the names up and the number in the room.
And now they're putting the phone number in the room. All right, great. Estimated profit should know better than that. But
That's nice and proper as hell, but I guess the birthday boy here.
We'll let it slide for the birthday boy. Okay.
All right.
Let me try it again. Let me try this guy. This girl,
dude,
I guess.
Good. Like I said, if the machine comes on, dude, start hitting like 2, 3, 4, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. Any of them that are straight line in a row on the number pad, one of them will usually work.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try that. Hang on, folks. Let's try that right
turn
now.
Turn it up.
Estimated profit's going crazy in the chat.
Yeah, I can see that. Turn it up.
Can't live my life this way. Continually get high instead of run around like one bird down. It's a new day. Gotta do it big just to get by. Show no respect. Can't live that way. Nah. You hold my check. Can't live that way. Without my chick on deck. Can't live that way. They say what they like, but I've been that way.
Hello?
Yeah, may I speak with Christina, please?
She's not home. May I take a message?
No, you can't. Can you tell me where she is?
Excuse me?
Is she wearing that sexy dress that she had on the other night again?
Who are you looking for?
Christina.
Who is this?
This is Ace. Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley?
Yeah. Is she going to be back anytime soon? Because I really need to talk. I got squeezed one off really bad. Unless you can talk to me, you know. Are you Christina?
I guess the rain turned into a storm cloud there with Mammy.
I guess so. I got a little dirty there with Mammy. Sorry.
Mamba jamba.
Yeah. Well, I guess she ain't going to answer there. Should I try calling that other number we had? That was the number in the chat room. I guess that's her home number.
Okay. That must have been the home number there.
Yeah,
well, okay, it was an answer machine before, so maybe that was, maybe Mammy had just got home.
I guess. No, that was a different number we called this time, though.
Oh, okay.
I'll try her one more time with that other number. And then we'll move on.
Almost here. All right.
Success will be the best revenge.
Okay. Yeah, man. Oh, you need a hand release.
Exactly. I do, anyway. Athena's been gone for a long time.
Yeah. You need to squeeze your bollocks off.
I can't live my life. 29 seconds.
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
You have $4.76.
Did it again.
Please enter your destination number now.
Down, you're screwed.
We'll try moonshine liquor.
Hey, man. Oh, man, I'm gonna invite our friend. You got the 800 line on?
Will allow you to talk for
7 hours.
Is 809 lumber
6 minutes 29 seconds.
I haven't turned it on yet, but I will. As soon as we do this.
Moonshine, this is Rob.
Moonshine, great. That's exactly what I'm looking for. What? You guys got some stills out there?
Some what?
Stills.
Stills?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, that's how you make moonshine, dude.
Oh.
I just moved out here to Colorado from the hills, North Carolina.
Right on.
Can't find any moonshine out here, man, and the good old boys don't live out here, you know, so.
I hear you there.
So you got that mash? No. You got that corn mash?
We some corn mash. I do believe we have some corn mash. Let me go check for you, though.
All right, hurry up.
Turn on the 800 after this, dude.
That's pointless. Carry a corn mash beer. Corn mash. No corn mash.
I'm looking for moonshine, man.
Oh, moonshine.
Hillbilly liquor.
I wish we had it.
But you don't have moonshine.
Get there is Everclear.
Well, that sounds like a bunch of crap to me. Why are you guys gonna go around saying your moonshine liquor don't have any moonshine?
I could tell you, man.
Let me talk
I didn't
to,
name it.
Let me talk
Do
to
they
boss.
Sell copper tubing?
Not here.
Who's there? Who else were you talking to then?
He's that was B. Butch. That'd be my coworker.
Well, let me talk to Butch real quick.
Okay, here he is.
All right. Is he rubbing his ass on the phone?
Hey,
Butch.
Butch? I have no idea who this guy is, but he don't
want
to talk to me.
This is Butch. Can I help you?
Hey, Butch, this is Bo.
What's that?
This is Bo Steen.
You're cutting out bad.
I said, this is Bo Steen, Butch. Can you hear me yet?
No.
What do you mean no, you asshole? Come on.
What you need?
Well, I need some moonshine or I need some copper tubing or something like that. We're going to make some moonshine.
Going to make some moonshine?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right, so you got some copper tubing or you're going to hook me up with the moonshine? What's your story?
I'll sell you some moonshine. How about that?
All right. Well, the guy I'm just talking to now, that racist guy, just said you didn't have any moonshine, so now you do?
He said that he asked me for a sour mash beer.
Well, he's a moron, isn't he?
We've got some Platte Valley whiskey here.
Well, he sounds like some kind of hippie faggot to me. That
Pardon?
Kid. What's that kid's name? That hippie faggot that you had on the phone there a second ago?
Rob.
Do you like that kid or you just deal with him because he works there?
He works here.
So you don't like him that much, right?
Oh, he's a good kid.
He was kind of coming on to me on the phone, though. I don't know about that. I don't swing that way, you know?
Is that right?
Yeah, he was. He asked me how big it was down there. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
So a name like Butch, are you compensating for something?
Am I what?
Are you compensating for something?
Nope, I'm just mean.
Because I think I go over there and kick your ass. I don't think you're that mean at all. You're laughing and stuff. I mean, if you're going to be Butch, you got to be Butch on the phone.
Right.
Yeah, the only kind of Butch I'm afraid of is a Butch woman.
What's that?
I said the only kind of Butch I'm afraid of is a Butch woman.
Yeah, me too.
So you're a butch man.
Right.
You know, most men are butch. Most men are born butch from the beginning. So, I mean, if you have to add that part of, what's your real name anyway? Is it Buddy or something like that? Is it?
No, it's Butch.
Your real name is Butch. Your father actually named you that. So you came out, did you like tear your mom's vagina up or something and then he called you Butch or something?
What's that?
Did you tear your mom's vagina up when you were born? Is that why he called you Butch?
No.
Okay. Well, what's the story behind Butch? Was that your dad's name also?
No, they just named me that.
How old are you?
Do you need something?
Yeah. How big is your penis?
Hey, turn on the 800 number, okay, man. You got somebody want to call and look at your G-talk.
All right, hang on. Let me turn it on. All right, yeah, so I'm going to turn on the toll-free line if you're interested in knowing what the toll-free
line is. Yeah, but let our guest caller call first.
All right, well, never mind. Don't call in, you bastard. I'm going to turn it on in a second. You said look at my G-tuck to see who wants to call in.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Scott's going to call in. All right.
Yay.
What's he up to, man? I haven't heard. Well, because Lego's been gone.
Dude, he's sitting here. He's talking dope with me, man. We're sitting here joking now, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're talking roster shit, man, you know. Yeah, man, give me the spleef, man. You don't get to fire this shit up.
Well,
he says he's busy.
Yeah. Let's see if we get a lowdown on whether or not Lego's ever going to come back to do a show or not. You talked to him the other day, though, right?
It says busy. You want to call on the straight on the home number?
No, hang on. It's almost enabled. It's almost enabled. Hang on. And now it's enabled, so let him know to call. And I'll stay off the phone until then. So we'll wait for Great Scott. It is Great Scott, right? That's who's calling in?
Yay! Great Scott, man!
Yay for Great Scott, man. Awesome.
Yes, y'all rushed it, brother.
I gotta find someone. Uh-oh, that must be him. He doesn't wait at all. Great Scott. Oh, shit. I don't have the phone set up for inbound calls yet.
You're in the madhouse, go ahead.
Yeah, so Wagwan.
Wagwan, how you doing, my friend? What's up, Great Scott?
Yeah, man, I've been cool, man.
Ah, well, that's good, man. You've been missing for a while, you and Lego, you know, your boyfriend and stuff. What's been going on? What's good, man? Were you still in Florida, or what? What's the story?
Well, yeah, I was listening, man.
Huh?
Man, I didn't know what you said. Repeat what you
said
again.
No, they said you've been out of action. You and Lego been out of action. So, you know, just curious if you guys are coming back. You talked to him about a return to the airwaves or what's been going on.
No, man, I don't know what him doing, you know. Still seeing.
I don't know. You're not in charge of him. Well, it's good to talk to you, man. What you been up to lately? You been in the Caribbean or you been in Florida? Or what's your story now?
I'm not traveling all around, you know.
Yeah, international travel man, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what kind of work do you do anyway? You just hang out with chicks and stuff, or you got like a security job?
He's skilled.
No, not me. Just cool under that chain and sports spliff, you know.
Yeah, that's the job I want. Hey, let me ask you real quick. Speaking of spliffs, I got to pass a drug test on Monday. You got any pointers for me? Anything I should be doing? Because I toke out like every day, all day, every day.
Come on.
Yeah.
You need to back off the spliff.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I told him.
Still, man, I mean, I got to do something, man. You know, I can't get it out of me like that. I'm going to have a good 5 days of not smoking before this before this drug test, or I'm not going to get this new job I found, so.
Yeah, no, man, I don't know, you know. Nothing. Don't smoke the Jamaican herb. Smoke the U.S. bullshit herb.
It's too late for that shit, man. I always buy the cheap, non-strong shit anyway, so it doesn't really matter, so. Anyway. So, check this out, man. I've got the... You want to do a prank call, or did I catch you at a bad time?
No, man. Depending on what you want to do.
I've got the Africana... Okay. I got the Africana Soul Food Restaurant in Jamaica, Queens, here, if you like to call them.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell them?
Tell me on a road
trip. I can ask them if they have a specific because me got off the plane and they took it away from me. I want to know if you can link up and give me a little something.
There you go. Exactly. Milk Pan saying she'd ask for some roti or something like that. There you go. Roti. That sounds nasty, though. God, I would never touch that nasty.
Yeah, if you know I can link up and get a little herb.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Jerk chicken massage.
Jerk chicken.
You can put me through.
Okay, cool. Well, hang on, buddy. We'll do that right now, all right?
Yeah,
man. All right, yeah, man. All right, well, hang on, everybody. We have Great Scott on the line.
Be right back in just one moment.
That's right, our representative out of Jamaica.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof.
7 hours, she said, blah, blah, 47 minutes, 29 seconds.
All right, you there? Uh-oh. You there, Scott?
Yeah, man.
All right, good.
Restaurant. Yeah, Wagwan. Who is?
Come on, you all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
Come on, what time you closing?
It's like 8 o'clock.
You have any jerk chicken, are you?
Sorry?
Well, I don't know if you have some jerk chicken.
Chicken? Okay, hold on a minute. Let me pass it up.
A Jamaican restaurant, man, yes?
Yeah, this is African restaurant. Hold on.
It's not Jamaican.
Hello?
Yeah, it's a Jamaican restaurant.
Nah.
They don't sell jerk chicken?
No, we don't have jerk chicken.
What do you have?
African food.
You're gonna make me some jerk chicken?
We don't make jerk chicken.
What kind of food do you have?
African food.
Can you tell me what it is? I mean, I don't know that.
Hold on.
Yeah, hello?
What?
Oh, we got some bean and dirt cakes.
Hello? You there?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, man, you can tell me about the African food.
We got some like chicken, some fried rice, you know, stewed rice. We got white rice and all that. We got some, like, you know food they call yam?
Yeah, man. But that sounds to me like some southern regular American food. Don't sound like no African food. Chicken, all right?
No. We got some special African soup, man. It's made differently, though. You know? It's made differently. You know? It's African, man.
Me a Rasta, man.
You a Rasta, man?
Yeah, man. That's my roots. We want to go back to Africa, man, you know?
That's what's up, man. This is the right place for you to be. And you know, it's a little bit hot too, like with pepper and all that, you know.
You have any Ital food? You know what Ital food is?
Sorry?
You want to know if you have Ital food? just some vegetable and thing, you know.
Just come over, man. Come over. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? We got all different kinds of African foods there, you know? We even got fufu and fufu. You eat with your fingers, man. Real African, man. That is... Yeah. That's what's up.
Let me ask you something. Me and America for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just got here in about 3 weeks now on time. But we have a little problem. We can't find no herb anyway. You know where I can get some herb?
Dude, no. No. Okay. I don't know. But, you know, just, you know this place. Come over, man. I'm busy now, man. I got things to take care of, right?
Yeah, man.
Two.
Well...
Please enter your destination number.
Fuck on food, man.
What the hell?
Well, let's go get some African food, man.
What's so African about that, though? Fried rice.
One-legged elephant.
Fried rice and chicken.
Fried rice is
chicken. Oh, man, call him up with your regular voice and mess with him.
Okay,
so,
hang on. I'm bugging him out.
I gotta get it.
Ask me if he got elephant leg.
Elephant leg. Let's see if I can get him still. Hang on.
I want elephant knuckles.
You want to stay on the line, Scott, or you want to hand out?
All right. I got a few ideas for these people. See how it plays out.
Yeah, like call a place that has dope, man.
There's a place called Gangsta Inc. in Kissimmee, Florida, which is right down from here. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's always a fun. Scott. Good. All right, any second now, folks.
Thirty-eight minutes, 29 seconds.
African restaurant.
Yeah, how you doing there? This is the African food restaurant?
Yes.
Right, y'all over there in Queens, right?
Yes, in Queens and Liberty.
Beautiful. So what kind of African food you got there? You got the fried chicken?
Yes.
Oh, you got some. What kind of desserts there? Hello?
Hold on.
Okay. I always pass the phone off here.
Maybe.
Yo, who this?
Yeah, hey, my name's Otis.
Hello?
Yeah, you guys have desserts there? African desserts?
No.
You don't have any high nigger pie?
No.
No high nigger pie, huh?
No, man.
Oh, what do you got there for my sweet tooth? You got any elephant foot or anything like that?
No, hell no. No, we don't do that, man. You got any African food, man.
You got any pork?
No, man.
How about giraffe neck?
No.
How about giraffe neck?
What? Am I not welcome in there? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, man. We don't sell those food, man. We sell, like, rice, beans, yam, you know.
What's so African?
Some African soup and all that.
How about some water
African
buffalo?
Soup. What's in your African soup? Elephant? You got giraffe in there?
We got all of that stuff, man.
You don't sound very African to me.
Tiger tooth soup.
I don't sound African to you.
No, you don't.
How am I supposed to sound, man? Sound like...
You
no, or what?
No, like this.
I feel you, dog.
I heard you guys had a civil war in there the other day.
Sorry?
I heard you guys had a civil war in there in your restaurant the other day.
No, I don't know about that.
You have any Congolese rice in there?
No.
You got any South African pie?
No, hell no, we don't do South African kind of food yet.
You're not African, you're ghetto food. Ghetto restaurant.
Not good, huh? You have a good one, man.
Hey, I love you, baby. God bless
all
you.
Right, all right.
God bless.
Right, one.
One. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, rhinoceros nose.
The hell's one all about anyway?
That's a new thing. Those
one.
Guys are full of stroke, man. As
I say it all the time, though. I'm always saying one to people. I don't even know what that means.
You know, everybody's one.
One, exactly. Like one love. Is that what it's supposed to be, or just
please
one?
Enter your destination number.
Hang on, Scott.
One.
All right, good deal. So you're in New York, right? Is that where you're from, or you're just there right now, or
New York?
Yeah. Awesome, man.
A good one, man.
Yeah.
You have any rhinoceros ass? How about cheat? What's that song? Suck a cheetah dick.
Yeah.
You got any cheetah dick?
Any cheetah dick over there? Or any cheetah dick soup? Something like that. What did I tell him? I heard they had a civil war there the other day. That's funny.
Oh.
There's always a civil war in Africa. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, it's a winter beast.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks, man. Scott, it's always great talking to you, man. Hopefully we'll hear you back on the show here soon. Hopefully Lego gets his act together and all that. And, you know, take care of yourself. All right, man. All right, we'll talk to you later, Scott. All right. One.
Yes, I.
That was it, man. Are you farting? Is that you farting with that nasty ass infection fart? Gastronomical problems that you keep having.
Yeah, I think we got a little bit across your interference here.
God damn! What I asked for? I asked for high nigger pie. You got any high nigger pie there? I heard that's how you ask for weed. You say ask if they got any high nigger pie. So. I was trying to hook Scott up with some herb, as he's saying. Nice.
How about rhino nose?
Rhino nose. God. You know, they were nice people there, though, but they keep passing the phone off. It's like the lady answers and she's like...
The woman that's not known shit because she can't... She couldn't say anything. She kept handing the phone off.
Yeah, she doesn't know shit out there. All she does is cook and clean the bathroom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lonesome Loser sending in a lot of numbers. Here we got... Oh, geez. Joe Universal. That's a funny-ass name. This is Joe Universal. Joe Universal Jamaican Restaurant. We also have Mama Jamaica's Cafe. We got the China King Super Buffet. Tasty House. We got Havasu Landing Resort and Casino. Spa Resort Casino. We got Office Max, Staples, Kinko's, Best Buy. Grits and Groceries. Oh, there we go. Grits and Groceries Liquors. Okay, hang on. I'm going to give Grits and Groceries Liquor a call real quick.
Alright.
Hang on. Not too many people listening, though, man. We only got like 29 listeners right now. But we're still having a good time. Jesus Christ. You're having a good time, that's for sure.
We got a hell of a thunderous connection over here, man. I think so. It's just like a thunderstorm passing between us.
Something's happening. Some kind of ruptures there.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 7 hours, 29 minutes, 29 seconds. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
It's grocery, ABC store.
Make up your mind. What the fuck? It didn't even last 10 seconds, man. You're an asshole.
Click.
Oh, I'll make up my mind, boy. Jeez. An asshole. Any minute now, I can dial another.
Please
number.
Enter your destination number now.
Try them again.
Well, tell them I want a corn dog. That's a weenie on a stick, you know.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 7 hours, 28 minutes, 29 seconds.
I want a grit dog.
Don't make me cut another one. I'm telling you, buddy.
Grits and Groceries, ABC store.
Hey, Grits and Groceries, right? Sir?
You got it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So, you're going to make up your mind or what?
Make up my mind about what?
Is it grits or is it groceries or is it liquor?
It's grits and groceries liquor.
So, I can go in there and get some grits right now? You got cheese grits or ham grits or what?
We got them in the pack. You can buy them and take them home and cook them.
Fuck that shit, man. I want you to make my grits for me.
We don't make grits.
Then why you have grits in your first name?
Yourself.
Asshole.
Why are you asking so damn many questions?
Because if I'm going to drive down there and I'm gonna not waste my gas, I'll tell you what, gas is expensive there, old boy. You know, I want some.
Sure, it sure is.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, shit. Huh? I think it's false advertising. You say that the first thing you sell is grits.
I ain't got time to listen to all this bullshit. What you want?
How do you make grits? If I go down to get a pack of grits, you eat grits, fat boy, or what?
Yeah, I eat grits.
All right, how am I going to make these? What, I take this bag of grits and throw it in some water? How do I do it?
Damn, how you make them? You can do them any way you want to.
You're a fat fucker, aren't you?
I'm not some hog
guy. No, I ain't fat fucker. I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
What did you just say to me?
I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
How dare you talk to me like that on the phone?
I dare you to talk to me that way.
You just said the F word. I'm just calling for some
grits. Who the hell is this? Who the hell is this?
This is Bo.
Who?
Bo. Bo Steen.
Bo Steen?
Write it down, you fat fucker. Bo Steen.
How do you know I'm a fat fucker?
Because I can hear it in your big, fat, waddly-ass voice.
Your gravy chin,
what,
boy.
What can I hear in your waddly-ass voice?
You hear? Yeah, I'm a homosexual.
I hear a bunch of bullshit. That's what I hear.
I'm going to go down there and make you eat my shit out of my ass, and it has semen mixed in it.
I got a dab 38 that says you ain't going to make me do a dab.
Oh, I got you on tape threatening me. It's over. You better give me some free liquor.
Like a piggy.
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I'm going to go down there and give you some shit. I'm going to punch you in the mouth, you fat redneck.
Deliver,
no, you ain't.
I'm going to go down there. You're going to make me some grits, and I'm going to have sex with you.
How you going to go down there? I ain't down there. I'm up here.
I said down there, because I'm up here north. I'm in New York.
Oh, who is this?
I told you. My name is Bo Steen.
I don't know Bo Steen.
Well, I'm a good old boy from town, and I'm going to go down there. You're gonna make me some
which
grits.
Which town?
What?
Which town?
The town that you're in, you stupid asshole, Chesterfield.
You ain't know where the hell you're at, boy?
Well, that don't make ring no bell with me.
You're such a goddamn homosexual, you don't even know what town you live in anymore.
You're a damn lying son of a bitch, too.
You're a stupid cock and you're a liar.
Hey, if you don't tell me what the hell you want and what you called me for, I'm going to hang up.
I want some grits, I said. G-R-E-T-Z.
I told you you could go to the grocery store anywhere and get grits.
Well, I want grits from your place because your place says grits.
I don't...
I ain't gonna sell you none. I don't like your attitude.
You don't even know who I am. No, I'm gonna go down there and force
you. Well, I said I didn't know. I'm fixing to hang up. You don't need me.
You need to sell me no grits. You're gonna make it for me for free. Then I'm gonna use I'm gonna use it as lubrication to have anal sex with you.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're gonna like
you
it
like
too.
Delivery.
No, you're not.
It's gonna be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin. Your cousin, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife.
Walter?
Your cousin, boyfriend, mother, sister, wife, cousin.
Oh, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I ain't got time for this bullshit. I'm working.
His name Ernest.
I'm gonna pull all your pubic hair out, make a sandwich, and make you eat it in front of me with grits.
You can go to hell, too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican.
Who is that?
This is Bo Steen,
who is
I said.
That?
Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Then why are you asking what my name is, you crack ass cracker? What's your name? This is Bo Grits. We lost him. Damn it, man.
Please enter your destination number.
I gotta call
him. That's gonna be like a buttered corn cob up his behind.
I know this is pushing it, but I'm going to call him one more time.
7 hours, 1 minute, 29 seconds.
God, he's funny. This guy. I don't know no Bo Steen.
Grocery, ABC store.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you'd like to make a donation to the homosexual movement of South Carolina.
What did I just get through telling you?
That you wouldn't make me...
Don't you call back here anymore.
Look, boy, I'm going to have sex...
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
I'm old enough to be your father, boy.
That's great. That was funny. Oh, God. What an asshole, that guy. I got to save that number. That guy's funny. Holy shit. Milkman, are you there? Milkman! Damn it, man. We lost Milkman. Alright, well, he'll come back any second now, hopefully. Shit. That was funny. Well, here's what I got next. I got the Taste of India restaurant. Give me a second. I'm going to get them on the line and try to get Milkman working again. We'll be right back in just a second. Hang on, folks. Hey.
Hey, 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 what you say? Does it both stink?
Hey, boy, how you doing? That guy's hilarious. Did you hear that last call, or did you miss it?
Listen here, man. I'm going to make you squeal like a pig, man. That was my...
funny.
Yeah, that was my cousin Ernest in that movie that had Deliverance, man. Yeah, man, we buttered up the corn cobs on the backside of that, boy.
Did you hear him at the end? He's like, what did I just get through telling you, boy? It's funny. We have to save that guy, man. We have to call that guy again. That guy is hilarious, man. Oh, my fucking God. He was a firecracker right there. That's hilarious.
Redneck, bitch.
Fucking redneck bastard. Okay, I'm getting ready to call Taste of India. It's always fun to talk to Indian people. And then we have Taste of the Himalayas right after that. So hang on, Milkman, and hang on everybody else.
Oh, hell. Well, do your Indian accent, man.
Yes, we do the Indian accent. Okay. Hang on, folks.
Yeah, do your Indian accent.
Okay. One moment, please.
Hey, shit, shit.
Thank you. Come again.
Hey, shit, shit. No. No time.
Uh-huh. I think we had a misfire.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. We'll try it again.
Oh my God, speaking of firestorms. I think we got another one going.
$4.20. Ballots will allow you to talk for 7 hours, 29 seconds.
Uh-oh. Police are out there.
Hello?
Fucking Taste of India doesn't work. Damn Indians.
Hello.
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 Yeah, how you doing there, buddy?
Very good, buddy.
This is Bo Steen. How you doing, sir?
Uh-huh.
You guys here...
Very good.
You, shut up. You guys are in Buttonwillow, right?
Yeah, we are in Buttonwillow, yeah.
Okay. How many orders of... Do you guys actually make fish there, or do you have it made outside or something?
By the order?
Inside or outside, is it?
So how soon you want to eat, or where would you like to go?
Yes, in there, over it though. You know, over, inside, and under it too.
You are inside?
And over, under, inside, and through.
Yeah.
Okay, is that a problem?
Yes. So I think there's something problem, or I didn't hear you clearly.
You hear me fine, you bitch.
So what is it?
Yes, bitch. Look. Can you read your menu to me, please?
So come over here. Come inside.
Come over here, though.
Where are you at?
Down the street, Tracy Avenue. Do you have milk sperm? Sir? Hey, asshole. Milk sperm,
listen,
please.
Here, Dothead. Oh, it's him, Yak Stew!
Please enter your destination number now.
Yak Stew.
I'm going to yak in this damn microphone if you'll answer.
The does not exist. Please enter your destination
let me try
number
again.
Now. Current balance will allow you to talk for 6 hours, 51 minutes, 29 seconds.
Malin Restaurant.
Hey, how you doing, stupid?
Who is this?
This is Carl.
Who are you looking for?
Stupid. Can I make an order, please?
Sure.
All right, stupid. What's your most popular dish there? What's the soup of the day?
Lentil soup.
I didn't ask for the soup of the day. What's your most popular fish there?
Fish?
Dish.
Oh, dish.
Fish.
We have a curries or a tenderies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it good or is it shit?
It's very good.
Okay, so it's not dirty, right?
No.
Do you have dirty rice?
Honey?
Do you wash your hands? Assholes!
As usual, I'm coming off way too strong.
You're pooping my rice!
I was calling him stupid for a while there. Hey, stupid! What are you looking for? What do you mean, stupid? I am not stupid! Yeah.
Do you still have Pasquale's number?
Let me see if I get into my old work database. Don't tell anybody.
Oh my God, Pasquale is like classic.
I forgot his last name though. What was that guy's
name? I don't know either. But as soon as you start saying Pasquale,
it's been like
Pasquale. You do putayama.
It's been 2 months since I worked there. I don't think I remember.
Sounds like he had a big ass like chew of tobacco, man. Like he had a whole poke in one jaw, you know.
That guy was actually a white guy who called me once at work. It was like a total asshole. Like he was a fucking, he's like, what are you, he's like a white guy, he's like, what are you, some kind of retards or something like that. I was like, whatever, man, don't fuck around with me. And then at the end, I think, I guess he changed his number. And then I meant to call him, and it was some Cuban guy or something. That was,
Pascual.
Yeah, I can't get in.
Dio's classic, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach this. That is a good question. Let me see. I don't think it's working at all. Yeah, these assholes' webpages don't work anymore. These faggots. These faggot-ass faggots. Hang on, I gotta try. It might be because I'm using Firefox. I don't think their website works with Firefox at all. I'll keep working on that. See if we can find Pasquale. All
right.
Okay.
Put that on our list, man. What we got, man? Let's roll out the rest of the list we got there. Lonesome Loser's got some good shit for
He's
us.
He's got good stuff. He does. 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 That's right. Okay. Joe Universal Jamaican Restaurant. Mama Jamaica's Cafe. I've already read these off before. Miss Peach's Soul Food. Let's try to give her a call. Let's see what's up with Miss Peach's. Hang on, everybody. That call's coming up right now.
Hey, Carlito. Carlito. I'm going to give you a number. You need to call this one right away. Call this one first.
I'm going to call it now. Okay. Send it.
Please enter your authorization code now. Para mensajes en español,
who's this? Oh, okay. Is he expecting a call?
No, man. I think he's just in. I think he's by it. So let's just, like, fuck with me, man. Do something crazy.
Okay.
$4.10. Please enter your destination number now.
What's his real name? Do I ask for Lego?
I don't know, dude. Peter.
That's gay.
Your
Peter.
Current balance will allow you to talk for 6 hours, 50 minutes, 29 seconds. The number you have dialed is not in service.
Great.
Please check the number and try again. 1-0-0.
That's the number he gave me, man.
Well, great job.
I've got his number. I got numbers out for him, actually. Let me check if he gave you the right none.
Good job, showstopper. I'm kidding. I'm just messing
with you.
Well,
hell. I got his number. Let me get it.
All right. And I'll keep trying to find Pasquale. And at the same time, I'm going to... What number was I going to call here? Miss Peaches. That's right. Miss Peaches Soul Food. Hang on.
Well, actually, that was the right number. Call the other number.
Hello.
You have $4.10. Please enter your destination number now.
Oh, he fucked up. I got it.
Your current balance will allow
up.
You to talk for
yeah.
6
look,
hours,
look the next
50
one I'm
minutes,
out.
29 seconds.
Okay.
Tell me you need a website.
Yeah, I'm calling Miss Peaches first.
Okay.
It was too late. I found Pasquale's number.
Thank you for calling Miss Peaches. Can I help you?
Yeah, may I speak with Miss Peaches, please?
What can I do for you, sir?
I want to speak to Miss Peaches. I want to get
okay.
some
you're
of that.
Talking to the, you're talking to the owner right now? How can I help you, sir?
Are you not a woman, though?
Sir, how can I help you?
Are you a woman? This is Miss Peach?
Peaches and cream.
Listen here, bitch. Don't I'll be call hanging him. Up now.
I'll call him later. Do you want me to call Pasquale? Can I try calling Pasquale first, and I'll call Dr. Lego?
Yeah, call Pasquale, and then we'll come back on the number I just sent you.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Oh, and I got a third number here.
Ooh, a third number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got four of them now. Damn.
Four numbers.
Ugh. Hello.
Hey, man, speak with Pasquale, please.
Who's speaking?
Hey, Pasquale, how you doing, you asshole?
Who's this?
My name is George. And
yeah.
I've got a problem with you.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, it seems to me you came down here, used our toilet, you didn't flush it, and now it's messed up, so...
What toilet? I never used it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You used my toilet here the other day, you son of a bitch. You retard.
What toilet?
My toilet. My... You know what? Describe it to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been in the house. I haven't been out.
Well, it's been... It was last week.
Nah, I don't use anybody's toilet, bro.
I got a good mind to go down there, Pasquale, and punch you in the chest.
For what? I don't remember. I swear on my mother. I don't know what house or what are you talking about?
Well, look, your mother's here right now with me having sex with me, and she's not
my
very
mother,
happy. Yes.
My mother's dead.
So how are you going to swear on somebody who's dead? What are you, a goddamn heathen now? Are you Muslim?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, really, man. You don't have to talk to me like that because I'm a human being. If I did something wrong, I would tell you.
You're not a human being in my eyes. You're a scum, worst of the earth, piece of crap. You listen to me.
I like what?
You listen to me. Come down here, you bring yourself a plunger, and you fix this horrible mess you made. Or I'm gonna,
I don't remember. I didn't do anything.
I'm going to rip all your leg hairs out and the hair off your ass.
You come over, I'm going to call the sheriffs, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to call the sheriff. I'm a big...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a big vagina. I got a big vagina. I'm Pasquale.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember. I don't use anybody's toilet, man.
Well, you owe me $5 for breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What toilet? Tell me who this is.
The white toilet. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
Don't know you.
Well, you do now, because you're going to come down here and fix it. You're going to get to know me really well.
I ain't fixing nothing, because I didn't break nothing. I don't use anybody's toilet.
Well, you came down the street. You live right next door. You came down. You used a toilet. You took a big shit.
Took a big shit?
Yes.
Man, it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.
Well, either you come down here and fix it, or I'm going to go down there and make you drink the toilet water out of your toilet after I take a big shit. See if you like it.
Pal, I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're getting, I don't know what you're talking about.
How big is your nose?
Hey, man, I'm going to call the sheriffs.
I'm not afraid of you or your mother.
No.
Well, how big
I
is...
I don't know what, hey, look, if I did something, I would tell you.
Well, you're a
I didn't
sinner.
Use nobody's toilet.
You're a sinner.
I didn't use, I'm a what?
You're a sinner.
What's that?
You're a sinner. You sin against God.
Uh-huh.
How dare you come here to this church and take a shit in the toilet?
What church? I know that I haven't been in the church.
Well, the pastor said he saw you.
He's got the wrong guy. You bring the pastor here. I haven't been in any church.
Oh, now you're going to hurt the pastor.
Bring him here. Let him identify me.
You just threatened a man of the cloth.
I didn't threaten nobody.
You better confess your sins right now to the pastor or you're going to hell.
We'll have a turd lineup.
Yeah. Sir?
Please enter your destination number now.
I'm going to match the turd to the size of your butthole, boy.
You You know what I just figured out? That's really Pasquale. So the first
that's
time
the, real
I,
one.
The first time I must have misdialed and got that classic call out of someone who wasn't even who was trying to call.
Dude.
Holy shit. Oh man, that sucks. Damn it. But that's good though. That's that guy gets really fired up sometimes. Yeah. Like he called me once fired up. He's like, "What are you, some kind of retard?" I was like, "What? What are you talking about, man?" It was like 7:30 in the morning, and I just gotten to work, and this guy just calls me. He's like, "You people better not fuck up again." I was like, "What are you talking about, man?" He's like, "You're a retard." And I was like, "No, we don't hire retards." He's like, "Oh, you're a smart ass now, huh?" Man. Well, that was the real Pasquale. Now, what are all these numbers you're sending me? What's this all about? Hello, hello.
Okay, just dial the first one I sent in that group, but then I've got all these backup numbers now.
These are all Legos numbers? I'm sorry, I'm yawning, I'm tired. These are all Legos numbers? Damn.
Yeah. These are all good numbers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This guy is like dialed in with the numbers.
Yeah, I gotta take a piss though. I gotta take a piss for
tell
hang
him,
on.
Ask for Peter and tell him you want you need to get a sight.
A sight? Okay, cool. Hang on, folks. Nice, thank you. I'm going to take a piss. Give me like 30 seconds. I'll be back, and we'll have Lego on the
way. I wish
you
could hear this, because I would do him one definitely, man, live.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, hang on, folks. Next call's coming right up.
Ideas?
Yeah. Tell him on a exotic animal from Africa? What? That's crazy.
That's, yeah, use that for the idea.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please tap the number and
all right, I'll have to try it again.
Kicking lyrics right through your brain when you hear the saying to be right as rain.
One of these has to work for this guy.
Oh my god.
What?
He told me he said to use this dude. Funny.
Fine. Check them.
mailbox of Abe Froman and Ned Ryerson. Please leave a message, and one of us will get back to you shortly. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Did it just say Abe Froman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his name, right? No.
No. No, that's one of the guys, the mock name he uses all the time.
Oh, is it really? Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, I've heard him say that name before. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's his character name.
So he says that on his fucking voicemail? That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Both of those are his character names he uses.
Abe Froman. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that's two that didn't work. I got, I guess, two left that I can try. Abe Froman.
Actually, let's see. There's one, two, three, four. Yeah, I got four of them here.
You know, my cats are really happy today.
They are?
Yeah, Athena's cats, I should say. I guess they're mine now.
Well, they're yours too, man.
Your cat happy and fed? She's doing good?
Oh, hell yeah.
Aww,
she is.
Poor
she's
thing.
All excited, man.
Aw. All right, any second now. Tantalizing, captivate, and we'll go for sprites. If you want to know the real deal about the three, we'll let us fill you with triple chocolate, y'all. We got to bring you up to speed. Now check it out. Here's one for the bleachers at the upper deck. Keep saying this is the right
30, time. 9 minutes. 29 seconds.
Who's that? Scott?
Yeah.
All
right. This is what he said to call me. Keep telling me to use this one.
Okay. I got my fat man voice ready.
That sounds good, man. Mashed potato, man.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry, man. I can't stop eating.
You have reached the personal mailbox of Abe Froman and Ned Ryerson. Please leave a message, and one of us will be...
I don't know, dude. He's unanswered. Whoa.
Is that the first one there? Or
that's the last one, actually. I tried it again.
Okay, try this. He says for you to try the one that I just sent. Now, that's the one right. Keep telling me.
This is the one that I keep trying. It says it's not working, but I'm going to try again.
Hang on.
Last try.
Now, well, you got to make sure you dial the last four digits right. And look at it.
Okay. I always do. Okay. I never mess up.
I know this number is good.
Okay.
Twenty-nine seconds.
I'm gonna get a phone pass, man. Tired of this shit. Hi,
and thanks for calling. Please leave a message at the tone, and we'll get back to you shortly. Have a great day.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press pound. To cancel, press star.
Hey, you faggot. Why don't you pick up the phone when I'm calling you? I'm trying to call you, like, five different numbers all day. I can't reach you, so... I'm so hungry. I'm in the mood for some kid meat. You know what I mean? Love you, bye.
Well, he ain't gonna answer, dude.
Yeah, all right, man.
He's an asshole. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
I think
he's out working the plum cunch right now. So.
Yeah.
Well, probably banging the old lady.
Probably Kim. You know, there's video of Kim with her titties out at Mardi Gras.
Dude, really? I didn't see the video. I definitely like the pictures.
What is his website? Soundnet.com. Is that what it is? It's soundnet.com. / KGW. Oh, jeez, I forget it. I had it here the other day.
What the fuck is this one?
What's what?
He's sending me another one here.
I don't know.
This is a different one.
A different one.
Okay, here. Oh, okay, this is a different guy. Okay, here.
Okay. Yeah, oh, okay. Okay,
okay. You got that one for King Tut in Florida?
No. You sent me a King Tut?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, let me get you work that out. Let me get Lonesome Loser's numbers here going. I got a Greek right. I got a Greek woman all who right, answered
yeah,
here.
Yeah, cuz we're definitely getting hit hard on these numbers.
Yeah, they're
banging working out.
It's all right. No problem. Let's knock out some of Lonesome Loser's here. Let's call this Greek woman who answered at the Greek cell chicken. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Ask for Zorba.
The fuck is Zorba?
Zorba, the Greek woman.
Zorba. Athena. Calling her Malacca. That's a dirty word in Greek.
That's where you get a baklava.
Can I get a baklava Malacca? Shake. Yo, that would be good, man. A baklava shake?
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be good, man?
Real honey, too, man. Ooh.
I'm on one of those right now.
Oh, God, you're
Athena,
killing
me. Athena, make me a baklava shake. Oh, Athena's not here, damn it. She's always good.
Thank
for
you
me,
for calling Greek Style Chicken on Main Street. Can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Great.
Good. Do you have any type of desserts there? What kind of desserts you got, shit?
The only kind of dessert that we have is chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry shakes. We don't have any dessert, though.
You don't have any baklava?
No.
Do you have any Malacca?
I don't know what that is, but we don't have any kind of dessert.
Can you ask the chef? Do you have a Greek chef there?
No.
It's not a Greek restaurant?
Yeah, but the
sounds like a lie to me.
Huh?
What, are you a liar?
Do you
no,
do Greeks?
But the chefs aren't Greek. The owner is Greek and stuff, but...
So what kind of Greek food do you have? It's just, oh, look at me. I'm...
We have, like, salads. Oh. We have Greek salads. We have Greek food.
Whatever. You know, it's a big letdown. It's really a shame in this world that you would advertise your Greek restaurant and you don't have any Greek food there.
Okay, do you want to talk to somebody else?
Yeah. I don't want to talk to you.
Ask her if she does Greek. She can give you some Greek anal.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
I come from Greece. I see here you don't have Greek food. You say you're Greek. What is the problem?
We have a Greek food.
Do you have Malacca?
No, we have a Euros meat. We have a like Greek chicken. We have a salad.
What, are you Greek?
No, I'm not Greek, but the restaurant is a Greek food.
I only speak to Greek people. I only speak to Greek people.
But right now we don't have any Greek people.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Where are you from?
What you need? I'm not from Greece anyway.
Are you Hispanic?
No.
What country nationality are you? You're not American.
No, I'm from Afghanistan and Turkey.
Why don't you go back?
That's not your problem.
My problem is what I don't want to speak to you.
I don't want to speak to you. Call Hans.
You go hell.
I was about to tell her if she's really Afghanistani. She should not be talking to a man on the phone. Man, fuck Afghanistan. I've been there.
Bow to me!
Fuck Afghanistan. Right up his fucking ass. Estimated Profit is asking me to try to call Katrina again. I'm going to give that one more try, because so far it's been a big turd.
Yeah.
Hang on. Just for you, Estimated Profit. I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash, just seen a big old ass. System on blast, cops just passed, just seen a big old ass. Grease don't pop from the stove, no bowl. Moved on up, double shot, Henny stay and fill my cup. Looter choke smoke in a big black truck. Shit, I wild out. What the fuck? Act like my rims ain't clean. How you gon' act like my neck don't bling? Haters get sprayed like Afro Sheen, but they don't ever really wanna pop them things. Hey.
Damn, you're sending me a lot of numbers here. Charlie?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay. Estimated profit, I'm sorry, but homegirl is not going to answer, I don't think. I'm so sorry. But happy birthday, though, buddy. Estimated Profit gave us a number for Nikki last week. That was really good. That was last Friday, as a matter of fact. Okay, so you want me to try Charlie? This number, Charlie? Who sent this in, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, this is
Scott. You see the details here. I don't know. Scott, I hope you got a good one this time. It says he has a gun, a Glock.
Ooh, a gun? Uh-oh. Okay, we'll call him right now. 6 million ways to die. Choose one.
Any nigga that takes me for a joke, we hit a $5 stick, now we putting it work. Unaccountable amounts of dirt, just becomes all niggas. Anybody killer, you know what the deal is. Nigga, you know what the real is. $1 will allow you to talk for 6 hours, 27 minutes, 29 seconds.
It's an everyday thing. It's a gangbang. Beer number 5.
Hello?
Hey, may I speak with Rob? Charlie? Charlie?
Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's talking to my friend. Charlie?
Yeah.
How you doing, boy?
Good.
You looking for some work? Stop laughing,
looking
faggot.
Looking for some work.
Shit.
Tell him you're a hip-hopper, man.
I'm in Florida.
Well, yeah, I know. I got my old boy here. He needs some security work here in Florida. I guess they used to work with you back in Louisiana, and you laughed like a pussy and everything after the hurricane, so they're looking to hire you up. I gotta ask you for a question.
Hold on a second.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
Hello?
You're very unprofessional. He's very unprofessional, this guy. Hello?
Yeah.
Chuck?
Who's this?
This is Bo.
Who?
Bo. Bo Steen. You like that name or not?
Who is it?
My name is Bo Steen, and I'm looking for...
Hey, listen, we need some work.
I'm looking for someone who wants to work in security. We have a few hip-hop artists in town. They're going to be in Fort Lauderdale, and we're looking for someone to help us. Do you have a permit? Do you have a concealed weapons license or not?
Yeah, why?
Well, we need someone with a concealed weapons license. But the work is kind of dirty. You know what I mean?
Who is this?
I told you already. My name is Bill. You know what? I'm not gonna hire you if you're gonna be an idiot who's not listening. Now, what's the deal? What is it that you do now at the King Tut exhibit? What exactly do you do?
Cents. Rob told me to call.
So I'm security over there.
So what kind of work do you do now? Are you just manning the front gate or? I mean, it's just a bunch of kids coming in, because we're looking for serious people. If you're not going to be serious, you might as well just, you know, why'd you even call me, you know what I mean?
I didn't call you.
Look, Charlie, this is your second strike. You have one left before you don't get this
Rob
job.
Rob recommended you.
Okay, now, my friend Rob asked me to make you a favor. To make him a favor. He asked me to make him a favor. He owes me a lot of money. And he said that you could come through and do some work. To cover for it. So, there it is.
Well, I don't believe that Rob owes anybody money, so...
there's a lot about Rob you don't know. I mean, he's done a lot of gambling. I don't know if you heard of a little thing called the Super Bowl. But, he's into me for a few grand. And
not in this lifetime.
Look, the Rob that I know, he owes me about $3,200 right now for over the Super Bowl. He paid $800 of the $4,000... $3,200 left. We're gonna take his car. He said to call his boy Charlie that you would work it off for him. So he said he was gonna call you.
Look, you want to do the job for 25 cents or not?
If it's Rob, yeah, no problem.
Okay, but do you understand? You're not gonna get paid for this at all, right? I mean, you're gonna be working off his debt.
No problem.
Okay, so you and Rob, kind of buddy relationship there. Kind of, is it sexual or just friendship?
It's up in the air, whatever he wants.
So you guys have actually gone down on each other?
So you're the top or bottom?
All right. Who is this?
I told you. This is Bo Steen. I'm looking for someone to do security work. And like I said, he owes me money, so we figure we kill two birds with one stone. We need a very gay-friendly security guard. And he assured me that you'd be a great candidate for it, that you've had experience in the gay field.
Yeah, no problem.
So you are gay, then, you're saying. You're announcing here to everybody on the radio that you're a homosexual, then.
Oh, jeez, Scott, I'm going to freaking kill you, moron.
What are you going to do? You going to kill me, motherfucker?
Scott.
You know, you really better watch out before you start talking shit like that to me, motherfucker.
Tell me he was joking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl thing's a joke. But seriously, who are you going to... You said you're going to do what to me now? Look, Charlie...
Hold on a second.
Oh,
God damn it. Hold on, I got another call. Hold on.
Now he has another call.
But you don't want to do guard work for 25 cents? I mean... 15 cents? What the hell his name is?
$5. Oh, God. Hurry up!
That rapper, 75 cents. God damn, man, this place stinking, boy.
50 pennies. That's a good sign, man, if you're farting. That means it's coming out of you.
I tell you what, habichuela bloque is kicking tonight, man.
Oh, God, those white beans. And why you gotta eat white beans? Why's it gotta be? I'm gonna hang up on Chuck here.
Yeah, he's a freaking moron, dude. Alright.
So what, you have white beans? You're a white man? Really? Navy beans? Is that what you ate today?
Habichuela blanca.
Ah, Jesus.
Great Northerns.
No wonder you got the farts. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it's just a little bit of rough weather there, connection, you know, on the side.
Yeah, I hear you farting. I hear you farting. And you're talking into that same microphone you're farting on. That's nasty.
I got a fan blowing, man.
So? You're still talking into your shitted microphone.
Yeah, but you got to remember, see, I'm upwind from all the action.
No.
I'm on the fan side, dude.
No, you're taking the microphone and putting it on your ass and farting into it, then you're talking right into it. That's nasty. That's like licking your own ass.
No, man, the wind's blowing in the opposite direction. Uh-huh. I'm all
right. Microphone's right in front of your mouth, you nasty freak. God damn it. Milkman, what kind of computer, what kind of processor you have in your computer?
I gotta brush my teeth after this. How about that?
Yeah. You have a Pentium 3, don't you? Is that what you run on your rig?
I got a 1400.
A 14?
Yeah, I got a Pentium 3, 1400.
Seriously?
Celeron 2.
Oh, really? You got an older computer.
It's one that's got an onboard cache.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's older,
though. Yeah, it's only 100 megahertz bus on it.
Oh, geez, man. Really? You still running that?
Dude, yeah, man. It's like... Yeah, but I mean, I built it up, and yeah, it runs pretty nice. It'll be a nice slave computer one of these days whenever I upgrade. I'm going to do a dual processor this year.
Nice.
I want to do a dual processor Athlon and
I was looking at those. I can build one. They got them for sale here for about about $500. I can get myself a brand new, like a 400 gig hard drive. I'm thinking maybe a little more than that. One of those Athlon 64 dual processors and shit for about $400. I might do that soon. I gotta get a faster computer.
Yeah.
You want to
focus on RAM, dude.
RAM.
Unless you're playing games, you need RAM. What we're doing, you need RAM.
Yeah, because you got to have it's a lot of resources.
That's why I don't do too bad, because I got 768 megabytes. You need, like, to run safely with that kind of PC, you might as well get 1-2 gigs.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if I was to build a new one, I'd probably try and max it out at 4 gigs.
The RAM, exactly.
I want all the RAM I can get.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that too, for sure.
Get memory, man. Yeah. Even if you got to take a little bit less muscle on the processor, because the processor is really only good for gaming.
Yeah. I'm not into gaming anymore at all. I used to be.
I don't have any games on this thing.
Yeah, the only games I really play are like RTS, like strategy games, and it's not like I'm playing.
That's why I got PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I got my Xbox. I think I'll just get an Xbox 360 here in the next few months. Now that I got a job, I can afford stuff again. If I keep it.
I got PSP. I've got a couple of Nintendo 64s. I've got all kinds of damn game consoles.
You got a PSP?
Here. I don't need PC games.
You got a PSP, huh?
Yeah. Those are freaking nice, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. Those look nice. Uh-huh. Excuse me while I eat my chicken. I haven't had dinner yet.
I have a little gravy with that, too.
All right, for high, high, high.
I guess you really freaked out.
Who?
Charlie here. You really? Freaked out Charlie bad.
Seriously? How do you know? He already called Scott?
No, he's, I guess so. He said he's bugging.
Oh, my God. He didn't say nothing crazy to him.
He said make sure you don't let him know that he gave out his number.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't say anything about Scott.
It's Rob's fault. It's all Rob's fault. He keeps saying, yo, that 7-8 number, whose is it? 718
number. That's funny. Well, sorry, Scott. We didn't knock you out though. Okay. Nah, what time is it?
That's our girl, man.
Yeah, it's 6:30, isn't it?
I don't know.
You want to keep going or you want? I gotta take a break though. I gotta stretch. I gotta get a little bit of food in me.
Take a little break. I get me a drink, man. Go water the pickle, man. Let's do some more. I'm in the mood. Man. I'm in a good mood today.
We got a ton of numbers still. The Lonesome Loser is sent in.
Yeah, let's just go crazy.
Yeah. I've got numbers from Slang in the on AOL. He sent me a number here. Oh, yeah, I never gave out the toll-free line. I'll get that when I come back. We'll get back to the toll-free line, and feel free to call in and shoot shit or prank with us. We'll open up the floor for everybody who wants to do some pranks or some comments. That's more than welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try to go.
Where's the dad at?
I don't know. Where is he anyway? I don't know. He's probably with his grandma or something.
He must be already way down in the bottle. I don't know.
He must be passed out or something.
All right, let's take a piss break and we'll be right back.
Let's do that. Well, I'm not ready yet. Hang on. If you want to, you guys want to check out our homepage, of course, madhouselive.com. I'll get to updating that one day, I promise. Relax.
I think maybe I'm going to shit here.
Oh, nice. Thank you for that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you for that. Yeah, right. Do I have to take longer? Do I have to take a 10-minute break now?
No, hell no, man. This is going to be a quickie, man. I done already shit half of it out.
We're bros, right? Can you tell me, have you ever taken a shit so bad that you just had to jump in the shower right afterwards? Have you ever had that bad of it? You know what I mean? Has that ever happened to you?
Well, I really sand the fucker down with some toilet paper before I go in shower action.
Really? But, I mean, such a nasty, nasty shit that you actually had to just, you're like, man.
Yeah, I've had to before, man. Like, especially when I get sick like this, you know, just kind of like, you know, it's like an explosion, you know, so you got like, you know, just propulsive type action, you know, you just got to go and just, you know, scour it down, you know. It's like, kind of like, you know, use a shower with the upright bidet action.
Nice. Nice. That's a nice visual. Okay.
You're getting a request here. I want to call a Jamaican restaurant, not African.
I got a bunch of Jamaican restaurants here. Actually, that Lonesome Loser.
Okay. When we come back.
When we come back.
Happens, you know,
exactly.
Same message.
Exactly. Who's that now? Is that
Who do you think it is?
Scott, the dad.
Razamat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Really? Who's calling in already?
Yamat.
All right, he's calling back.
I want to call a Jamaican restaurant, not no African African.
Tell him to give me a second, because I really, now that I said I got to take a piss, now I really...
I'm going to tell him you got to poop, and we'll be right back.
Tell him to keep listening, and we'll come right back. But when we come back, we'll do that. We'll call some Jamaican restaurants. We got a ton of business here. We got to knock them out, because Lonesome has been working diligently.
Call a stream of them, man. Yeah. All the Jamaicans in town.
We'll knock them all out of the park. Okay. So, guys, keep listening. If you're listening on listening to us and you're using AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, again, on AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach us here at Madhouse Radio. If you're using Yahoo, Madhouse PCU Radio, and if you're listening to us via... No, if you're using MSN Messenger, that would be Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls at 888-278-8509. We'll be right back as you're listening to the Madhouse afternoon, early evening, Friday edition, and on PCU Radio. Hang on, folks.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this. Shut up. Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this.
Hey, fuck you, mate! Who put this thing together? Me! That fool!
If I ever leave this world alive, well, thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet tonight. Wherever I am, you'll always be more than just a memory. If I leave this world alive. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll take on all the sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you feel will soon subside.
Okay, we're back. Sorry it took so long. You there, Milkman?
I hope you showered.
Scott is freaking out. He's like, he just called me. He's like, dude, can they trace that? He's worried about what's
happening.
Dude,
he is freaking out, man. Yeah. I mean, this is all he keeps on saying to me over and over. And I said, man, we've been doing this shit for over a year. I said, I last all the calls that we've been using are the same fucking cars.
Yeah, he's got to chill.
The same people that say, oh, we're police and everything else. Man, come on, man.
Cross. Just one moment, please. Hey, Milkman. Nikki? Okay, hang on just one moment, please. I'm trying to get ring extension. Just be right back with you, okay? Thank you. I gotta talk low. Milkman. Guess who's calling back?
Nikki?
Yeah, hang on, let me put on here.
Yay.
Hang on.
Naughty Nikki.
MTV Networks, this is Cross.
Hi, Cross. This is Nikki Robertshaw.
Nikki Robertshaw.
We spoke last week on the phone. I'm the girl from Boston from Barstool Sports.
Oh, yes. You're in the magazine.
Yes.
Yes. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. We haven't heard back from you, so here we are. Anything new?
I know.
Okay. Well, are you still interested in being on one of the two shows? We haven't made a final decision yet, but...
Absolutely. I've been trying to call back this week, but every time I call, the line's busy.
Yeah, we've been very, very busy. We've had a lot of things going on here with the award show and everything. We've been actually preparing for the movie awards and everything. But thank you for calling back. When are you going to be available to come into town?
How many days would you need me?
Probably three business days.
Three visit days.
Yeah.
Let me see. Probably... next weekend,
okay.
I'd be available.
Okay. Now, would you be able to strip from the waist down?
I'm sorry?
Would you be willing to strip from the waist down?
Like, completely naked?
The more you do, the better.
No. I mean, I'd wear a bathing suit or something, but otherwise, no.
Okay, let me write that down. Bathing suit. Okay.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, yeah, we just like to get an idea. We're trying to go a lot more hardcore this year with the real world. So, like I said, we're going to be filming in Columbus, and that's very, very serious. Very, very
right.
Big hardcore town. I'm sure you've heard of how crazy Columbus, Ohio is, though.
So. Not really.
Not really.
I don't really know anybody that's ever been to Ohio.
You know, I don't really like your attitude. I don't know about this. I think maybe we made a mistake here, Nikki.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're all of a sudden we were just friendly and everything before, and now the way you're talking to me, I don't know.
Well, no, it's like the thing is that I've watched The Real World and Road Rules, and based on the questions that you were asking me last week about, you know, pretending I was a coke addict or I was a lesbian turned, you know, reborn Christian, or I've never seen anything on the show like that, and I was just curious as of. Why all of a sudden now, and what would be the means of me?
Well, we're getting our asses handed to us by shows like Lost and Survivor and everything like that. So we're trying to change things up. But if I don't know if you're not willing. I mean you like I said, you'd have to pick a character because like I said, Real World hasn't been real since the second season. It's all fake. I mean everything you see there, you know. I don't know if you saw the last season, but half of those people don't even. I mean those aren't even their real names.
I understand that, but it's just I didn't see anything that was that extreme. Like, I didn't see any, you know, they seemed like normal people, relatively.
Well, it just seems to me that maybe you don't have the chutzpah to go,
I'm
go
sorry?
Through with it. It just seems to me you don't have the chutzpah to go through with it. I don't know. I Nikki, you were my favorite one out of all these people, but I don't know. Let me tell you this. Look, maybe we got to the wrong foot. Can I try to have, are you going to be available today? Later tonight, you know, our supervisor is going to be in town. He's the casting director. He's making the decisions tonight. So it's a very good thing
right.
He called me. And maybe after speaking with you, maybe he can work something out. He's the head of me, and he's going to make the final decision. That, you know, are you going to be free tonight? Are you at home, or what's your issue?
Well, I'm actually working tonight at the bar from 9 to 2.
9 to 2.
Tomorrow I'll be around all day at any time.
Okay. No chance we could talk to you tonight then.
Not after 9, no.
Are you Eastern time over there?
Yes.
You are Eastern time. Oh, geez. Well, I would love for him to talk to you, but it looks like the decision made. Let me tell you what, let me go ahead and give you a call back then, okay?
Well, what is the decision on Real World or Road Rules?
It's Real World. Road Rules is cast, so it's going to be all Real World.
Okay, and you said this was going to be happening next month?
Filming will begin March 22nd.
Okay. I probably wouldn't be able to do it anyways because I'm still in school, and I'm like mid-semester, so I wouldn't be able to drop anything and make everything up.
That's more important than the real world.
Yeah, I mean, that's more important than the real world, that? I mean,
if I had known this, then I definitely would have not started my semester.
It's instant celebrity. But, okay, I mean...
Especially, I don't even know if I would want to, based on the characters that you gave me, I don't know if those would be things that I would, want even go on a show that's supposed to be, I don't know.
Well, what would you like to do? Maybe we can work something out. Maybe if you tell me, do you just want to be a freight life kind of thing? What way we discuss the whole former recovering cokehead, former lesbian...
Right.
We have that, we're thinking of just doing a lesbian. That might work out. I don't know if that would infringe on your beliefs or anything like that.
I mean, maybe I would think about doing, the former lesbian thing or something like that. That's not anything extreme, but, the other things seem kind of out there. It just doesn't seem like the regular persona of the show.
Well, like I said,
I know you're trying to, get new things and...
Yeah, well, now you're getting picky. Yeah, I don't mean to sound rude, but you are getting. I don't want to say that you're getting picky, but you don't go into another man's house and tell him how to do his job and everything. Even though I'm not.
Oh no, I'm not trying to do that.
Well, Nikki, you've hurt my feelings here today. Very hurt. I had a lot of faith in you, but look, don't despair. Can do you have any talents? Can you sing or anything like that? Or
yeah.
All right, hang
have
on.
Have sing a song.
Can you sing a song now? Or let me get you on
right now.
Let me put you on conference call. Hang on. Let me see if I can get you with Mr. Valente. Hang on. Do you have time or?
I have a couple minutes, I guess. Oh my God, I don't even know what to.
Oh, it's go time. Hang on.
Right.
She does Mariah Carey.
Okay, we have Mr. Valente here. This is Nikki. And Nikki, go ahead. You said you only have a few minutes. Mr. Valente only has a few minutes either, so go ahead.
Okay,
Right.
Oh, say, can't you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars full of perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we walked, and so gallantly streaming. Generalities and glare, someone bursting in air, came through off the
night. That sounds just like Mariah Carey, Taylor.
And our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet wave? For the land of the free, yeah, and the home of the brave.
Okay. Any thoughts about
like
that,
Mariah Carey, baby.
I
mean, kind of got me on the spot here.
That was horrible. Utterly horrible. I don't know what to say. Nikki, I don't think this is gonna
work. I don't either. I don't think that we could either, but
I don't know. Jesus.
Not really expecting something.
Does she have? Does she have singing lessons?
Can you sing the Wheel on the Buff?
I'm sorry.
The Wheel on the Buff go round and round. Do you know that song?
Not really.
Oh jeez. You know any Earthy Rhymes?
Any Mariah Carey?
Any Mariah Carey?
I guess I can sing like Happy Birthday.
All right, and a one and a two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, well, Mr. Valente, anything you want to say?
I don't know what to say. Honestly, it's
your mouth is jaws dropped open.
My mouth is drawn open, and maybe you'd be willing to come in and do some paperwork or something like that. But no, definitely not in the real world, though.
I'm sorry. He's been drinking.
That's all right.
All right. Well.
Paperwork for what?
Yeah, tell her to call back.
Yeah, Nikki, we'll call you back, okay?
Do you want my cell phone number?
Yes.
Hey, hang on, let me get that here. Hang on, let me take you off a conference call. Hang on.
We'll have to get back in touch with you. We're going to discuss this. Disgusting.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. You
too. Oh, my God, oh my God, dude. There is no way. That is fucking hilarious. She just sang. Can you believe that? She actually went through.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was her estimated profit. Happy birthday to you. I thought estimated profit knew him or something for some reason. You know what I mean? I thought, like, he knew her. I guess he just found her number somehow from out of some mag. I don't know. That is funny. That is too funny. I don't know where. I just felt bad. You know what I mean? I had her singing Star Spangled Banner. Anyway.
Okay. Did you get her number?
Yeah, I got it.
Yay!
I got it.
All right, man. We'll put her on our list, man, return calls. Yeah. We definitely have to call her back.
She is a media whore, though. That's funny.
But I'll tell you what, man. My dogs were howling at me.
Yeah. Jesus, man. Okay. Well, that was that. It's now almost...
That was hysterical. That was almost as good as that Rob fag right there. That's probably even better than that Rob fag, because she was really trying.
Exactly. James said, next time give her the lyrics to Little Boxes. That's a good idea. Little Boxes on the hillside. Yeah, great. Think that for us, please. Okay. We got Hurry. Ooh, there's a place called Hurry Curry. A butch sounding woman answered at 6:46. That was about 10 minutes ago. Let's try that. Let's give that a try. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with the next prank call. We are so bad. I'm still going to hell for all this shit I've done. There's no chance I'm ever going to heaven. It ain't nothing but a thing, though, bro. Yeah, I hear you, fool. Well, let me get up out of here. I'm right on the way from you. All right, cat. Take it easy, baby. Stay up for it. Peace. He reaches farther with his hands. Rehabilitated tonight. Glad to be the man's child. The world is different since he's seen it last. Out of jail, been 70, and he's happy that he's free at last. All he had was his mother's letters. Now he's bold, and he's gotta make a change and make it. So he's got one strike against him. And he's young, plus he came up in the system.
Hurry Curry, may I help you?
Hurry Curry?
Hello?
Yes, hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I like make order pickup. Sit.
What we got over John?
What?
How are you need, sir?
English?
Hello?
English?
Hello?
English?
English?
Yes.
This is Vanish Boulevard. Hello?
Yes, hello. I need to make an order. You have someone who makes the English?
What do you need?
English food.
Huh?
English food?
No, this is Indian food.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I need Indian food.
This Indian food.
I need curry rice.
Curry and rice?
Curry chicken.
Uh-huh.
Curry beef.
Curry bean?
Yes.
No, I have no curry bean.
No, curry beef.
No.
Curry pork?
No, I have only chicken curry, spinach chicken, lamb curry.
Curry spinach?
Yes, curry chicken spinach.
Shit spinach?
Huh?
Shit spinach?
No, this is Indian food, okay?
No, that's what I want, spinach.
You come here, okay?
You come here.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, punch you in the mouth.
Do you deliver?
Deliver
me.
I
want to carry out.
Carry out, yeah. I'll carry him out, bastard.
Scott is going crazy here. You want him to call in now?
Is he still freaking out about shit? Yeah, tell him to call in.
Dude, he's sending in all kinds of fucking numbers, Spanish guy, every kind of shit, man. You want him to call in and wipe the slate clean on the Jamaican numbers?
Yeah, I got, he said he wanted to call Jamaican restaurant.
I'm going to tell him to call now. Scott, this is your time. We need you to wipe these Jamaican numbers out. Call now, bro.
Yes, make it so.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so. Itel Calabash. It's the name of a restaurant we just got here. Itel Calabash.
All right.
Oh, man, I'm tired. I'm so tired, man. I can barely function right now. Alright, you want to keep going, man? After we talk to...
I'm good right now, man. Okay. I mean, if you get down, man, let me know, man.
You'll take over?
But I'm going for it. I'm going all right, for it. This is fun because we're getting good response from the call. I like this daytime evening action.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
This is really... really a lot more activity than Thursday night, man. Yeah. Thursday at night is really a tough slot to work. It is, man.
But we do very well, though. We get good listeners.
We do yeah. very well. I mean, yeah, it's amazing, but we do very well, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we make the best of a hard night, man. But, you know, this right here is fun as hell because now we actually don't have to all do businesses, you know. We can actually call people.
Yeah, and I do, you know, I originally wanted to get that slot, the Friday slot, but Zolar beat me to it.
Yeah, well, it's
that's all right.
Luck
what can
in
you
the
do?
Draw, man.
All right, let's get Scott here in the line. Give me a second here.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah, man.
Hey, welcome back, man. What's up?
Yeah, man. I'm cool with everything, man.
All right,
just you know,
everything's irie. All right, good.
Yeah, man. It's just that him friend, a policeman, and him can try to track that away, you know.
Yeah, they'll track it down to me. I won't give you up. I'm not a narc, so it's okay.
You know, I can say you had the number from a long time ago from the old show that they did, and you were going through the book, and you saw the number, and you called.
Okay, good deal, no problem.
And you had it from like 3 months time ago.
Okay, no problem. We'll do that. No problem.
And I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, yeah, I don't even know who you are. So there we go. Let's see. You want to call? You said you want to call a Jamaican restaurant. I got Sweet Fingers, or I got Corey's Place.
Wipe
Corey's Place. What about it?
Corey's Place is in Inglewood, California.
Or I'm going to tell him I got up. Yeah, that's a good one. We check on Corey.
Okay. All right. We'll do that now. Hang on, bro. Hang on the line for
him. I have another number for you for that Spanish guy, Herman.
Yeah. You send it to Milkman. He'll send it to me in a second. Milkman, send that to me right now, bro. We'll do that all after right. this one. All right. Hang on. Hang on, Scott.
Which one? The Spanish guy?
Yeah, the Spanish guy.
Okay.
All right. Hang on, everybody. That next call is coming right now.
Being customized past quality. Man.
Thanks. Please enter.
Because you're in the butt, you need to own the spot. Yeah.
9 seconds.
Okay.
Callies, may I help?
Come on, call right there.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, just call it, please.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm in 1101, Mr. Jamaican, please. You can't hear me?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, man, I'm speaking up now. You can't hear me now, man?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, so what one?
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, what do you have to eat, man? What do you have to eat,
whatever you want.
I just got here, you know, from the yard and can't find a place, man. And this guy told me to check on you.
Okay. We have jerk chicken, curry chicken, brown stew chicken, curry goat, oxtail, roast beef, brown stew fish.
You have some good food there.
Huh?
Yeah, brethren, let me ask you something, man.
Okay.
You want to know, man, if you can link me with something.
Yeah, say again?
You need to know if you can do me a little favor.
Uh-huh.
I want to come by and pick up some food every Monday if you can link me up with a little space, man. Can you believe when I got off the airplane, them got it from me, you know, man. But lucky me got away, you know, but them took it from me.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe me? I had a little bit of something and them take it from me, man.
What kind of something?
Herb, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, can you link me up with a spliff?
Oh, hook you up with a spliff?
Yeah, man.
Well, we don't sell ganja here.
They don't
sell
it there?
Food.
Yeah, I know you sell food, but you can tell me where I can get some.
No, sir.
Why, man?
I don't know where you can get it.
But you do smoke it, right? You don't smoke?
All right, try somewhere else.
Come on, one second.
Damn it, we're a bastard. You want to try another one? I got one more here if you want to try it.
This
please enter your destination number.
This one here, it was a white surfer dude that answered, it says. Try it.
You can't buy ganja here.
Yeah, you can.
Play.
Oh, crap.
A white surfer dude at a reggae store?
Yeah, at a Jamaican restaurant. It says white surfer sounding dude answered. Hang on, let's try that. That's gonna be it.
Enter your deck. Your current balance will allow you to talk for 5 hours, 42 minutes, 29 seconds.
Hello.
Three fingers.
Yeah, man. Wagwan.
What's up?
You all right?
Can I help you?
Yeah, man. You're still working there?
What's that?
I want to know if you're still working there.
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah, man. It's Trevor. You don't remember me.
Trevor?
Yeah, man.
you might think I'm someone else, man. This is Sam.
Yeah, man, you're that surfer dude.
Huh? Yeah, the surfer dude.
Yeah, man, yeah, I remember you, man. Long time no see, man. We just got here from Jamaica, you know.
Oh, nice.
What kind of food you got?
We got the buffet, man. It's all day, $7.99 now.
Yeah, man, we can deal with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, we're going to stop by. May I ask you a question?
What's that?
We need to pick up some little something, a little herb, man. We can't find nothing here, man. Fucking blood clot, man. I can't find nothing here. I don't know no one.
Oh, man, I can't help you with that.
Yo, man, you know what happened to me? We had a nice little bit coming here, and we come to a custom, and I'm taking it away from me, man. But lucky they didn't lock me up, you know.
No way.
Yeah, man. It was only a little bit, man. But still the same, man. I don't have nothing. Now I'm losing my mind.
That's rough, man. Yeah, I can't help you with that.
Come on, man. You can't give me a little something?
Yeah, we can't help you with that, man.
Who that there talking?
That's Clive.
Yo, tell him what I want.
Here, you want to talk to him?
Yeah, man. Who Clive on the phone?
Here, hold on.
Clive. Oh.
Yo. Yo. Yo, what's going on, man? Yeah, who this ask about weed pan phone? We don't sell weed here, man.
I'm not asking you to sell me something. Try to lick me up a little bit, man.
Who this?
My name's Trevor, man. You don't remember me.
No.
You don't ask a lot of times since you're a little youth, man.
Huh?
Me, I remember you when you was a youth.
No, man, you don't know me, man. You're the wrong person, man.
No, man, I know you.
Know me from where?
Yeah, man, for a long time.
From where?
Come on, man. You know, you're from the yard, man.
From
you don't
yard?
Remember?
No, man, you're wrong, man.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
You're wrong, eh?
Why are Jamaican born in America?
Africa, I'm from, man.
Every Jamaican from the yard.
Yeah?
Every Jamaican from the yard, man.
What Jamaican from a yard? Come to the restaurant, let me see who you're talking to. If you want some food, you can get that. But we don't deal no drugs in this place, okay?
Yeah,
so don't call this phone and ask for nothing like
that. Yeah, man, you bomb a clock. Don't tell me that.
You hear me? So stop your mother.
No, you pussy girl. Don't talk like that to me. The last clot. You there?
He's gone. What did he just say about your mother?
Yeah, he said, suck your mother. That's a bad Jamaican saying, man.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
That's a real bad
that's
Jamaican
saying. That's a good one.
Jamaican. Nice.
Suck your mother. Mother's
gone.
Like,
enter
like
your
worst.
Destination number now. Mother's
gone. You want to try that Spanish guy? Who's that guy?
No, I want you to call him back and say that you just told your Jamaican friend to suck your mother. Why'd you talk to my friend like that?
Okay, hang on. Let me.
You do it.
I'm gonna have to redial it.
That was kind of good.
Yeah, that was pretty good actually. Hang on, let me get that on. Hang on, dude. Yeah, how you doing there, buddy?
All right.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why did you just talk to my boy Trevor like that? He's upset over here. He just stormed out of here upset. Say he's got to get some beer or something. I don't know what's going
on.
Well,
that's his problem, man. He can't call a restaurant and asking for weed.
Weed?
Asking for smoke.
Trevor can't smoke no weed. He's on parole. What are you talking
about?
Well, what are you lying about here? Then you lying because he don't smoke no weed. He's on parole. He ain't smoked no weed in 2 years. I don't know. He better not be smoking weed.
Well, that's what he just calling asking about here, but he know me from Utah. He don't know me, man.
He,
you know, he can't ask for weed in a restaurant. We don't sell drugs here.
He said he used to work there with you or something like that.
I don't know work. I never have no Trevor work here with me.
I don't know, but he said to tell you that something about Bumba Clot, that you're the Bumba Bitch Clot or something.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him to go suck his mother and don't ask for no weed.
Oh, wait. You got it all wrong, buddy. What'd you just say? To do what to my mother?
Huh?
What'd you say about my mother? You don't even know me, boy. Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm not. I don't know you neither. So I'm telling whoever call asking about drugs there.
You damn.
Don't call this number and ask for no drugs because this is not a drug den. This is a restaurant.
You damn Canadians need to go back to your own country if you're going to come over here talking.
I'm not a Canadian. I'm American like you. Are you American?
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm
born here.
I'm the original American from the South.
All right. Well, this is one. Remember that.
Don't
forget that.
Well, you sound like you sound like a damn Canadian over here talking curse words
and
stuff.
I'm not a Canadian. I never been to Canada, so I don't know that.
Well, that's not what Trevor said.
My parents are Jamaican, and I'm American, okay?
You're not even Jamaican either.
All right, anything you want to say. Don't call this number again, otherwise I'll have them...
Call him a batty boy.
Your number. Hey. I'll have my boss check your number. This is owned by a cop, so if you want to know, you know that. Don't call this phone about no drugs.
What's the name of the cop?
Okay, batty boy.
What's the name of the
call
cop?
Call him a chichi man.
Batty boy. I know what batty boy means too, you faggot. Damn it. Stupid Canadian. He's gone. Sky, there.
Come on.
Yeah, he's gone. This is just a batty boy.
That was good.
GG man.
Damn it.
Who's an auntie man?
You should let me call back.
Enter your destination.
You want to call him back? Okay, now. Hang on. We'll do one more. We'll get him one more time. Hang on. Oh, shit. Which one was it? 9-1. Okay.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 5 hours, 24 minutes, 29 seconds.
Just sound frustrated, like you don't know what you're going to do, just beg them or something, I don't know.
What country is he in? Three fingers up strong? Come on, you there? Yo. They get mad at me for, man.
Huh?
They cuss me for. Yo, hear me out, sir.
No,
this is a different man now. Hear me out, nigga. You can't call the restaurant asking for weed or drugs. You don't sell drugs, nigga. You hear that? You're calling me a nigga, man. Yeah, man. Get it straight like that, yeah, because you must have to call the restaurant and ask for weed. Yeah,
I didn't say I wanted to buy it.
Well, we don't have no weed for smoke or buy. And we don't deal with weed. You see it?
So why are you going to tell me my mother a batty boy?
Yo, you lucky thing you ain't come. Maybe if you did came here face to face, you'd get slapped in your face with.
You pussy hole.
Come talk then, batty man. Come out, come talk.
Stop chatting fuckery, man. You're chatting fuckery, man.
You sound like for real Jamaican police.
Kiss my ass, man.
Come out, complain, nigga. If you feel hearty.
Man, you ain't not, man. You know nothing.
Come out, come play.
You know the restaurant at pussy.
Suck your mother again. Go suck your mother, last father, sister, uncle, batty.
I'm gonna come down here with 20 eyes on, man.
Go put a scuba diver suit and truck in your mother back with your pussy.
Kiss my bomber clad ass, man. A pussy hole.
He's gone again. That's great.
Great. Got him pissed.
Yeah, you want to stay for one more? You want to try to call that Herb guy, that Guatemalan guy, or you
want to... No, I want you to call him. Let me fill you in on
it.
I got it here, don't worry.
Now.
Miami.
I have to redial it, hang on.
Jesse, did you know I know you? Yeah, I know you. Last time I saw you was brewed up, booed up, ready for a new fuck. Last time you saw me, I was P.I. to the motherfucking MP, what? And lately I heard you's a broke bitch living in a lower class suburb. And lately the word is I live in a suburb and I don't fuck with birds.
8 minutes, 29 seconds. We're sorry. Your call, 1-9-6-4-3.
He used to pay this bitch, gave her lots of shit. Fuck's wrong with this nigga, man? He used to bring it through the hood. Treat the bitch too fucking good, my opinion.
We used to blaze with the bitch. Faded off the lick, she X-rated the clip. This nigga bought braids for the bitch. Louis Vuitton kicks a trick on some suck shit. Meanwhile, in the hood, she driving around good. This bitch thinks she in Hollywood. Meantime, she setting the nigga up, telling us what the stuff, she ready to give us up. What?
Thick guys, but she full of surprises. I swear this bitch is shady.
That's what I know.
Sex on her mind all the time, and you think that that's your baby.
You don't know.
You a good guy that's living a lie, but she told him, man, you're safe.
That's what I know.
If you cool and she satisfied, how come that bitch just paid me?
You don't know. We had to ride on a nigga.
No.
Watch him.
Yes, may I speak with her, please?
Who's calling, please?
My name is James, and I'm calling from Jamaican Court. We have an account here that's seriously in debt, and we would like to know if you'd like to make a payment immediately or you face a shutdown of your services.
On your service? What service is that?
Your cable, your water, your electric, and your vehicle. Herb. I didn't take long. Damn it. Well, I tried.
You got scared, probably.
Yeah, I guess so. I came off too strong. That's my Achilles heel, man. Actually, he was still there. He wasn't talking, but I hung up on him. My bad.
Oh, shit, he fucking heard my voice.
Oh, he did? Does he know you? Damn it, man. Does he know you too? Holy shit, now we're in trouble. Man, oh man. Just blame it on me. No worries there, man. It's all good.
Call him back.
Okay, hang on.
Call him back.
Hang on. She driving around good, this
bitch the lick, she X-rated the clip. He mentioned my name, so you don't know what you're talking about.
You gotta talk to him?
No.
You just want me to talk to him?
Yeah, just mess up.
All
right. Once now, you're going to pay the bills, they're going to shut his cable.
All right.
We had to ride on a nigga, watch him, for the right time to get rich. We decided when the hit was, run up on him, 45 in the ribs. What? This nigga screamed like a bitch, shoulders with his shit, hit a hell of a lick. But the bitch who told us about the
bitch, 8-9 seconds.
Meanwhile, when it's good, his niggas is suiting up, pretending looted up, rims and new trucks, your man living it up, then the van with...
Hello, boy.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
Look, asshole, I don't know where you're from, but here in the state of Florida, we don't take
please
kindly.
Enter your destination number now.
Oh, we lost Scott. What the hell?
Tell him you're going to come down on his ass like a Hurricane Katrina.
I guess so. Yeah. But yeah, we lost Scott, man. Well, that sucks. Damn it to hell. Athena's been calling me. She's trying to get my attention. I wonder if she needs
Athena,
help.
Athena, hi, babe.
I hope she's okay. I hope she's okay. She's sending me a message on her mobile, AOL mobile thing.
Oh,
man.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah, that's me. I'm lucky, all right. I am lucky. I'm happy. Damn, you see that picture of Nikki,
bastard,
though? You see the picture of that Nikki chick?
Old like me and riding around in a damn rascal scooter with a cat and 7 guitars. You're married, too.
Rascal scooter. Hey, you see that picture of that Nikki chick, though, man? She's hot. I can't believe I just had her sing.
Man, if that's really her, man. Wow, man.
So I'm saying, that is
she
her.
Is a freaking howler, man. Yeah. Damn, and she fucking got some eye candy. Woo!
Yeah, I'm saying.
I could just hear her like screaming in bed. I'm out of tune.
You know what? I have to do that. Next time she calls, I'll say, we need to hear you fake an orgasm or something like that.
Yeah. Dude, because she was actually like,
Well, I might get a scum, but if it's a lesbian part, you know, I could consider that.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, no, she said she just the former lesbian thing would be fine. She said,
So she seems like she was like, you know, she's like a little bi curious there or something.
I think,
you know?
So. She said she'd be game to it. So yeah, she got some nice legs too. Look at that! Wow, nice. Nice. Well,
Yeah, dude. And see, and if we call her back on Thursday, see, it's going to really look legit, because you know how this shit works, man. You know, they don't fucking jump all over you. They like, oh, we'll talk it over in a meeting, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like, shit didn't start till March. This is a really keeper thinking, man.
Yep. Yeah, buddy. Look, man, my ass is tired. I'm going to have to go, I think. I think it's time.
You getting waffle ass pattern there?
Yeah, I am. I'm getting a little tired. Also, and yeah, I gotta give the girlfriend a call, see what's up with her.
We got one last call in. Let's do one last punch here for the crowd then, man.
Okay, we can do that.
Since you're looking like you're heading that away. Yeah. We got a freaking house full here.
That's true, we do. Let's see.
Pick out a great number, man.
Let me see what I can do here. We did a bunch of Jamaican ones. We're not going to do that again.
Yeah, we're done with the Jamaicans now, man.
The Calico Ghost Town in California.
Calico what?
Calico Ghost Town.
Calico Ghost Town?
Yeah.
Calico is a cat.
I guess so. All right, we'll try that. Hang on here. All right. Hang on, we're coming back with the last call of the night.
All right.
In just a moment. Let's see if I can do this.
Please enter your destination number now. Are you to talk for 5 hours, 13 minutes, 29 seconds?
Hello?
Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, how can I help you?
Is this the ghost town?
This is the ghost town.
Ooh, I'm so scared of the ghost town. Are you looking for any actors in the ghost town?
You would have to speak to Stacy about that, and she's not in her office at the moment.
She's never there. I've been trying to talk to her for 3 weeks now.
What makes it a ghost town?
Is she a Casper?
I'm going to haunt your telephone. Ooh. Do you feel my haunting powers descending over you?
No.
What do you want to talk to me about? Would you like to talk about how white I am and my ghostly figure?
Not particularly.
Your name's Casper.
Is your name Casper?
No, I don't know no Casper either.
Are you into the occult arts?
No, I'm not.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what happened to Jesus on the third day?
What?
He rose from the dead. Ooh, Jesus is a ghost. Ooh,
Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Hey, lady.
Hey. It's bad luck to hang up on a ghost.
Can I help you in any way?
Yes. You can help me with some hand release.
Do you give an RA, baby?
Okay. All right. Well, that was a great show we had there, folks.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was just about 3 hours, it looks like. So not bad. Yeah. A good effort all around. Thank you, everybody who are listening.
We should have called that. You know what? I just thought we should have called that damn guy at the Grits place back.
Oh.
It was hilarious, man.
That Grits guy was funny. He was indeed.
Yeah, man. There's a bunch of people right in the beginning.
Joe Grits.
Call back, too.
So that was good. And yeah, we got Tuck calling. Let's see what's up to Tuck real quick before we call him.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Revolution! Revolution!
Revolution, I say. What's up, Tuck? How you doing, man?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Not much. You're here on the air. What's going on? You been listening tonight?
I have. I haven't been listening for the past half an hour or so. I was just calling on the blind.
Okay.
Didn't know if y'all are still on the air or not.
We're about to sign off, actually, but I figured you were calling in, so I'll at least let you on and then say what's up.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, hey, well, what's up to PCU? What's up to Matt House?
Yeah.
How is your website going?
My website is not going anywhere. I finally got, too bad. Just before the show, I finally got everything worked out with my web hosting service, so.
Yeah, you were telling me you were having problems.
Yeah, that's why it took me so long, because I had to stay on the phone with them. They had me on hold and stuff, so. Tonight, my plan is, while I listen to Zolar, I will get that all worked out. I'm going to upload the old episodes, and I'll get your section, and Milkman will have his section in the vault, too, so you guys can go in there and do whatever you need to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, it sucks you're a Canon, the 420. I was going to do an intro.
I know.
But I'll just save it for next time I do a new proper intro.
There we go. No problem. Yeah, no problem.
I'll save it for springtime.
Exactly.
With flowers.
Exactly. Yeah, well, yeah, it's not that I want to can the 420 shows, that I got to work.
I understand.
Yeah, but still not.
You got to work for the man.
Yeah.
You got to work for the man, but when the time comes, man, revolution, man.
Yeah, it's coming soon, so be patient.
Rip the walls down.
So what, you don't work at all, do you? You just do your own thing at home? Is that how you work, or what's going on?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty much a slacker and a loser these days. Working when I can, freelancing here and there, doing comics, graphic design, audio for different people and whatnot.
Okay. All right. Well,
I got things on the side. I do farming and do all that.
Uh-huh.
I'm the white man sitting like on the property.
Okay. Well, that's good.
In the bills.
Good. That's important to do that, man. Well, hell. Well, keep rocking, man.
That was our ancestors. Kind of what they did. They owned the land and. Let the other people do the work.
Exactly. Well, that's how it should be, but unfortunately things change, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm
dude,
not,
get
I'm
him to call back the Grits guy.
I mean, that's just
how
it was back then.
Hey, did you hear the prank call we did to this redneck at the Grits grocery store?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to him? We're about to give him one last call here. If you want to, want to take it.
Sure.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, hang on. Here comes Tuck with the prank call. Milkman's excited. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Grits and Groceries Liquors, and they're in Chesterfield, South Carolina.
They can see me lean, I'm tense, so it ain't easy to be seen. When you see me ride by, they can see the gleam. My shine on the deck and the TV screen. Ride with a new chick, she like cola. Next to the PlayStation controller, is a full clip in my. Send a jacker into a coma.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 5 hours, 4 minutes, 29 seconds. Try to jack for some, but we packing something that we have for we have it locked up in the maximum security cell.
Pick up.
think he's on.
He's going home, man.
He's a bastard.
He's going home.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck him.
Get one more ring.
What about the moonshine guy?
He knows your name. Yeah. He ain't gonna pick him up.
Yeah. Hang on.
The moonshine guy, bro. All
right, Tuck. Well, we tried. Well, thank you for calling.
I've been going to say I but want grit.
You got some grit.
Grit in my
liquor. Like, we don't
grit in my whiskey with my liquor.
It's like, we don't sell grits. We got grit packs here. Like, oh, fuck that, man. Make some grits. All right, man. Well, hey, we'll catch you Thursday, man, if not sooner.
God, yes.
All right, man. You take care of yourself.
Happiness and a revolution. Revolution.
Revolution. Later, man.
Peace out, so, Duck. All right.
He's all about the revolution, yeah. We got it going on.
Yeah.
The revolution. All right, well, Milkman, it's time for your goodbyes.
All right. God bless America. We know we love you. Well, I want to say thank you out there for Mr. Madman for giving us this wonderful boxing ring we call IRC PCU chat. This is wonderful. We can kick each other's ass and laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to thank our wonderful airtime sponsor, Dr. Lego, who lets us speak and bring our wonderful shouts to
our
you every night live here. And all the wonderful rotating calls in KDK. Yes, our PhD here at PCU, the cerebro of the prank caller world.
Yeah.
We thank you so much for indulging our insanity here at the Madhouse and allowing us to share some laughs with everybody out there at PCU. Because it's all for you, PCU. All of our wonderful listeners and fans out there. That's right. It's all for you. Thank you so much for coming and joining in the Madhouse.
Yes.
Ellie, I love you.
Yes, Ellie,
peace
too.
Out.
Peace out. Big thank you, Milkman, as always. Always an honor to work with you. You're
thanks
great
so much,
constant, man. My pleasure. And everybody be sure to stay tuned for Zolar later tonight. He'll be on with Zolar
Vision.
It'll
be a good one.
It'll be a good one, I'm sure. Tomorrow you can check out KDK and the Lunatic Fringe at 10 p.m. Eastern. Sean Ward will be on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern with the Peanut Punch Radio. Hunter, who I see is in the chat room now, Hunter will be on.
Oh, yeah, he is in there.
Welcome, Hunter. He'll be on Monday night as well. He starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Tuesday night, K-Bone's Crazy Talk at 10 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday, KDK's back for the Lunatic Fringe, non-prank, Lunatic Fringe, for the Psycho Babble show. And then we'll
the lightning rod for drama here at PCU, man. That show always has got something going on besides the big buzz.
Yep, and then we'll be back here Thursday night. God damn it, man. Jesus Christ, that can't be real.
What the hell was that?
You need a new microphone. That wasn't
me. I think the cat was growling.
I guess so. Cat's angry. I thought you were feeding that cat ears. Anyway. All right.
Juela Blanca.
All right. Well, Milkman, take care.
Juela Blanca.
That's what it sounds like. Take care of that bean problem over there, Milkman. Hopefully get that worked out by Thursday before Zolar show.
I think I blew an ass gasket on that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, that's it. That's it, everybody. Be sure to check out MadhouseLive.com, KDKPrankCalls.com, and FartSteam.com. That's Milkman's homepage.
Yeah, hopefully Dr. Lego will start getting shown back up on the panel discrepancies.
Yeah, we'll see him soon, I'm sure. Guys, stay tuned for that. But that's it for the show. We'll check out Thursday night, if not sooner. And like I said, Zola later tonight. We love you all. Later, Milkman.
Yay, thanks for having us here at 420, man. We'll try to get back with you as soon as we can. Check out our next schedule show on Toy.
White power.
Why so worried?
Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know, really. I just gave it to
her
today.
It didn't
interrupt me. Oh, my kid, you're on the streets, man. We're going to try to beat your butt, buddy.
I'm going to.
Man, you're gay, man.
Herbert.
You guys don't know who you is, man.
Who the fuck is this? You fucking Herbert.
He knew what I did.
I
got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Who is it?
Hold on, on my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that's fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I'm not gonna.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. Where do I live at?
I'm gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turkey ass motherfucker, where you from now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who's this, Kazan? What do you know?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you gonna charge, you guys? Pick somebody up over here to the taxes app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxes I'm trying to fucking pick somebody up. I'm whooping
your
goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I know, you're fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
How you nigger, man?
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking fish of private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker. Listen here, Cracker.
I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This motherfucker's a white man.
To give it up, we don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on the phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit.
You stupid bitch.
Please enter your name.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Hello. How you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
And I like chicken. Are you on Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have a delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm shitting on you, okay? No problem.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Oh, I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know? It just shows me that you have, like, nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of
this is what you do, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Sure. Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody listens to this shit, man.
No, they ain't. Not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!